At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to do the weekly job that we have. It's tough work. Somebody's got to do it. So I have volunteered, and along with me, I've grabbed a couple of other successful broadcasters. I guess it depends on how you measure success. I'd like to think they were successful broadcasters. They would be Rick Jensen, who is on the air WDEL in Wilmington, and I have proof of that in just a matter of moments. Some great audio from a great broadcaster. And then there's another great broadcaster, Victoria Jones, here with us from the D.C. Radio Company to talk about the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Top 10 stories, top 10 people, list the things that we do every week. Does it seem like it was just yesterday or moments ago when we did this for last week? The time, if we had an 11th issue, maybe we could talk about time and how we use our time and where the time goes and is it really moving faster. It just seems like everything, we're all so busy. Maybe that's the reason for it. At any rate, the story list starts at number 10 with a cancellation of Woodstock 50. That probably doesn't mean much to anybody here except me, because Jensen's too young. Victoria didn't grow up here. And
excuse me, I'm too young.
Oh, okay. You're too young.
Good. Good job.
Yep. Yeah, right. Okay. So, anyway, the fact that there was going to be, there were two acknowledgments of Woodstock from the summer of 1969. And as a result of that, there were plans that have been made, money that's been spent, investors got involved to try to get back to Max, farm, Yasgur, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And so that didn't happen. And now there's another one someplace else that's some kind of recognition, but kind of too bad, because it would have been neat to see all of those aging rockers, Rick, get together to see, you know, kind of get the feel of how different it is, or is it? Have we been, for the past 50 years, we've been protesting this, actually, for 100 years, 1,000 years. Americans have been around for 1,000 years, but people have been protesting for as long as, I guess, people have been around, because they don't like certain authority. Don't like being treated the way they do. And really, in 1969, I was on the air in Boston at WVBF.
Wow.
I was teaching school during the day.
Teaching school? I was still a little girl wearing school uniform.
I'm sure you were. I was teaching junior high school English and speech, my second year having done that. And I remember the Vietnam War and the problems that created in our country. The whole thing, just when you get down to brass tacks here, the country was a mess. And then I think fast forward 50 years later, the country still is a mess. And we've been through lots of messes between then and now. I'd like to think that there was an opportunity for us. Or maybe I think about protesting because I'm a great, I love to be a rabble-rouser, and I like to be an anarchist, and I like to be a contrarian. But does it do any good? That's the.
Well, I think that's what's happening, is you're trying to capitalize on a feeling that really doesn't exist as it did in that time. Here in Delaware, we had this huge music festival called Firefly, and people are there for the music and to have fun. But they had to cancel Woodstock 50, Doug. They had to, because all the hippies are tripping on acid in nursing homes now.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason was that it was, in business sense, it was a disaster. It was badly organized.
Yes.
And they hadn't adapted to the way that the music industry is organized today. Mm. And their final venue, the Merriweather Pavilion in Maryland, so it wasn't even going to be in upstate New York, was the final straw for the artists, because they couldn't get the upstate New York venue where they were going to have allegedly 150,000 people. They were going to have, you know, like 30,000 people. There's a clause in a lot of these artists' contracts that says you can't perform at a venue that's too close to other venues where you're going to be touring. And it's like, we're not going to perform at Merriweather because it violates our clause. Everybody's piling out, apart from which it already had Woodstock 50 had doomed attached to it. Nobody wanted to be associated with this festival.
Yeah. Speaking of something nobody wants to be associated with, number nine, the continuing focus on Jeffrey Epstein and what a subhuman pervert he is. How he got away with what he got away with. And one would wonder, with all the people who wanted to be around him because they wanted to go to Lech Island or whatever it's called, and the people who have been tainted by being close to him or being connected to him. But guys like that, I just think you disembowel them and you send them on their way. That's what is the big deal? Why is our society... We do a lot of other crazy, crude stuff. So just that's the way you take care of this guy. And anybody else who doesn't, in my world, if you're a rapist, you become your castration bait as soon as you get into the jail cell. And a lot of these, depending on where they put these guys, because there's this interesting sense of justice in prison when it comes to stuff like this. And most of these, like that pedophile priest from Boston, he lasted 3 weeks in jail. That was the end of him. And, you know, it's kind of like we're talking about rats in a shooting gallery. But, you know, I mean, what does Jeffrey Epstein deserve? What kind of treatment does he deserve? What's the end result going to be of all of the attention-focused trials and things like that? You put him in a jail cell in general population and, leave him there overnight. And the state
saves
a lot of money.
So let me ask you this. Have any of you read any detail on with somebody attacked him? It was reported as attempted suicide. That seems nonsense, because he obviously is in some sort of general population. Have any of you seen any detail on suspects attacking him in jail?
Not a word.
I've not been able to figure out exactly what happened on that, and so I've not seen detailed reporting on it. I think they're still trying to figure out what happened, and I'm waiting to see, the serious in-depth papers or the New York Post, because they would be a good one also. Because the New York Post gets good scoops on things like this. Also, the Times, AP, Reuters, people like that, or the Washington Post. Somebody is going to speak to somebody who knew something, or CNN, somebody, or Fox. But we're going to find out, because something obviously happened.
Yes.
Obviously happened. But, there's another piece to this. Yes, he deserves harsh justice. But for the multiple victims, alleged victims here, many of them want a day in court. And so we can't just say, yes, let's lock him up and throw him to the other inmates, because by doing so, we are potentially denying the alleged victims their day in court to speak their truth.
Why did,
and to say, this happened to me.
Okay, so if he's dispatched, the courts are not a psychology session. The courts, if in fact these people want to have their day, let them go on with Oprah or somebody else where people watch.
Well, you and I don't agree. This happened to me, and I am testifying against him. That is what happens in the court of law.
I understand that's what happens, but in this case, it's a waste of taxpayer money. We're not here to, in this case, I don't mean to seem harsh, but this guy deserves the harshest treatment he can possibly get. And it doesn't include sitting in a courtroom. These people who have a grievance against him ought to find another venue in which to be heard. That's my point. It isn't the
same. It's called a trial.
Yeah, well, it's a waste of taxpayer money. I think this guy doesn't deserve it. In this circumstance, I'm real hardcore when it comes to people who do this to other people. I don't think they deserve anything except execution.
I'm speaking for the other people.
I know you are. So I'm just suggesting to you, it's not an argument here. I'm not saying that you ought not to have your day in court, but the court of justice or the court of public opinion. Court of public opinion has more value for me, it seems to me anyway, than to do it the other way around, spend a lot of money. That isn't necessarily, I don't know, it just, we'll go around and around in a barrel on this. Suffice it to say that Epstein will get his due reward, let's put it that way. 16 after the hour, in a moment, who's been hacked? Capital One account, have you? Have you got a hack? Yeah, you got one of those bank accounts? Whoa! Well, you probably heard some of that story. We'll review it because it's the number 8 issue this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm joined by Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on the countdown of the overview of what's going on. I would like to invite you to save up to 50%, sometimes 60%, by using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You get all kinds of gifts. You have warranties, you get 60-day guarantees, mattress toppers. If you're not getting a good night's rest, pillows, mattress toppers, a better pillow, sheets, all the sorts of things that you need, you should go online to MyPillow.com just to see the size of the factory and see what goes on in that factory. There are 3 buildings, 400,000 square feet of manufacturing space in Minnesota that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is another great American success story. Everything made in America that's sold here in America, to those of you Americans who want to get a good night's rest, there's nothing better than MyPillows, MyPillow themselves, the MyPillow sheets, MyPillow, the mattresses, the mattress toppers. There's just a myriad of things. A fabulous website. It's kind of fun to go nose around. You want to buy a lot of stuff, they'll finance anything over $200 too. That'll help you. Wake up feeling better than you have for a long time. Go to MyPillow.com, order whatever, mattress topper, sheets, pillows themselves, and get lots of good discounts. The MyPillow.com website will look for a promo code, use DJV, so you can sleep better. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour. Here on locally owned KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. With some news talkers, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington is here on the air with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the top 10 stories as cataloged by the folks at the Talkers Magazine offices here in Massachusetts. They listen to a lot of radio programs and hosts and get input from people running stations as to what the big deals are of the week. Number eight is that hack Capital One, and my only comment is that we have a world that is out of control in terms of technology. Yeah. There's too much of it. I spent 2 hours trying to get on the air today before this broadcast. It was very frustrating. It's humiliating. It's these people need a decongestant instead of a, or maybe they need an enema that's full of decongestant. I'm not sure what it is that they need, but I know that it is annoying to the nth degree to pay the kind of money that we do and get the kind of service that we do, the lack of protection. It's way, way beyond what we can actually deal with. And so here's another example Those of you who have accounts at Capital One, I have one. A lot of people have credit cards there, that sort of thing. What was it, 100 million of these? Wasn't it? That was 100 million?
Yeah.
Victoria?
Yeah, 100 million, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what are you we are eager to talk about this. Help yourself.
Well, because I'm just so livid, and also because Capital One Financial, nor Amazon Web Services, which was hosting the data up in its cloud, they didn't spot the hack. The only reason so far that, you know, maybe they would have spotted it in a year or two or maybe a few months. The reason it came out was the alleged hacker, Paige Thompson, who's a woman, and we don't often hear about that, who's 33, went by the online handle Erratic, boasted about it in online platforms in very bold and silly ways. And one of the people she was chatting with gave the tip to Capital One, you know, hey, you've been hacked, buddies.
And
Capital One responded very quickly, by the way. Very quickly, very responsibly, investigated immediately. This hack only just happened, and got in touch with the FBI. So kudos to them. Unlike Equifax, Capital One did respond well.
God, all of them. And where do they have their authority? Where does it say that they have the authority to tell somebody what my credit score is? Where does that come from? Them or the other two, TransUnion or whoever it is?
Yeah.
The information is always wrong. Always.
And here's how it happens, Doug. Every time you apply for a mortgage or you apply for a credit card, that itty little bitty 3-point font says that you agree to give all that information to Equifax, TransUnion, and all those guys. And we don't even think about it because we don't read all of those little teeny tiny fonts of language there in these little contracts.
Yeah.
And you have no choice if you want that loan.
No.
You have no choice.
And by the way, one more thing. When they say they're going to give you $125 back, nonsense. I was on this 2 weeks ago saying that's only $31 million for people. So that's like about 248,000 people. A million people apply for the $125, they're going to get $31. If everybody applies for it, they're going to get a check for 21 cents where the check costs more than the money. So I say go for the credit monitoring. Go for the credit monitoring for 4 years. At least you got something worth $20 a month.
Have you, either of you, been hacked personally?
Yes.
Website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I've been hacked.
Both of you have.
Have you,
Doug? I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah. Yeah. And the resolve is that there's no resolve. There really isn't. You know, you get I give you a new credit card. I can't tell you how many times my Discover card has been hacked.
Yep.
And they give you a new one. Okay, that's it. And you look at your list. That's why you got to look at the bill to see what is on there. And oftentimes you'll find, at least with Discover, These hackers, they take $175 out unless nobody notices. So they keep doing it. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Susie C. with 5 Stars writes, I can't say enough good things about Doug Tuohy and the exceptional service we've received from B&T Satellite. Doug is local, and that makes all the difference. The first time I met Doug, he patiently spent time with me to ensure I was comfortable using the equipment. In addition, Doug installed our sound system, so we have music indoors and outdoors when entertaining. When I have technical issues, I call Doug. He's dependable, professional, and has never let me down. I'm so glad we went to the local guy and not the 1-800 number.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to renew our connection to the world of conversation radio. News talk radio is our focus. Talkers Magazine is the source. And the conversation about the big stories of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the week of July 29th to the 2nd of August. Mercury is out of retrograde. And hopefully we'll, yeah, right. It was not a pleasant period this last 3 weeks or so in all kinds of ways. So we continue with broadcasters Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, and Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Just so you get an idea what sometimes these people sound like in their own environment, here's a promotion that I have culled from Rick Jensen's program. I thought you might enjoy this.
Oh, no.
The Rick Jensen Show.
Noon to 3, WDEL.
Attention voters, it's Uncle Bernie. Vote for me for free health care, free college, free haircuts just like mine. And here's how we pay for it. We all pool our Kohl's cash and Walgreens rewards points. Hey, we can do this.
The Rick Jensen Show. Noon to 3, 101.7 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.
WDEL, those are the big voice announcer there. Hi, that's a pretty typical, I would think.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bullhorn
free
Bernie?
Haircuts. Free haircuts. Everybody.
Well, would you like for Bernie to give you free udder cream for the cows?
Yes, that'd be even better. Udder cream.
Hi.
Absolutely.
It's Uncle Bernie. I need Doug Steffens' vote, and here's, I'm angry, don't interrupt me, I'm going to point my fingers right at you, Doug, don't say a thing, free udder creams for all your cows, and here's how we're going to pay for it. We get that billionaire cow, Elsie of Borden's, and she pays for all your udder cream, because every cow's udder deserves to be soft and smooth, and all that, because that's what they deserve. Vote for
me,
Bernie,
way.
Thank you.
There we go.
And he wrote
free udder cream.
Okay. Free udder cream. Okay, that's how I'm more interested in the other side.
The other side?
Okay.
Oh, that was very humorous.
Number
the other
seven.
Side, yeah.
I don't want to spend any time on this because it's more of the same, and there are a couple more items in here in the time we have allowed that I think you'd rather get to. But number seven, just if you're keeping the list, you can find the list all printed at talkers.com, by the way, every week. The Garlic Festival shooting, the Brownsville shooting, nothing happens as a result of conversation about this. Nothing. So it's the same late teen, early 20, angry kid, mostly boys that do the shooting. Where'd they get the gun? What's their mental health profile? All that stuff. It's the same crap. Number six, speaking of the same crap, six and five are the same crap. Iran and what we're doing or not doing with them, and China and what we're doing and not doing with them. Although I think the Huawei part of the Chinese thing, I don't remember whether it inveigled its way into the conversation last week or not. The president said that we can, the Chinese said they'd buy more farm products from America if we went easy on Huawei. Did we talk about that last week? Or was that?
Yeah, and the Chinese actually said that even before it was a condition before the president had his talks with Xi at the G20 summit in Japan. That was one of the conditions going in.
Lovely. All right. Well.
And in the China U.S. trade war. Sorry.
Say the trade war. Yeah, what about the trade war? It's continuing.
Well, now the president's going to slap tariffs on just about everything from China. I'm just looking around my house. That's everything.
Yeah, I'm just looking at where there was a list I had in front of me, and now I can't find it of the things that were in on the tariff list. Yeah, it's pretty much everything. You're right. Yep, same thing. On and on it goes. Who's fiddling with what, and where is Rome burning? maybe I'm the only one who gets that Nero reference.
Perhaps I got the Nero reference.
Okay, good. Boris Johnson. I'm leaving this to you. I find this guy to be he's got the right name. He's an obnoxious bore who is so self-centered. I'm interested in being an Anglophile because I love the country. Man, this guy, how did he get to where he is? What's the deal, Victoria?
Well, I've got an interesting side story for you today.
Okay, good.
Which is important for this reason. There was a by-election in a small area of Wales. But by-elections are very important because the Conservatives, or the Tories as they're known, which is Boris Johnson's party, does not have a very big majority in the House of Commons. And it's so small, in fact, that he has to have an alliance with a Northern Ireland party, a Northern Ireland Unionist party, which means that they support England, Britain. Well, he really needed the Conservatives to win this by-election yesterday, which they won last time with a majority of 8,000, which is a lot in this little area. They lost. They lost to the Liberal Democrats, which is not the same as ours, but they lost to the Liberal Democrats, and that was a blow because Boris Johnson now has a majority of one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean to us? What does it mean to us in America? So we watch, you know, from overseas here, and for those of you like Victoria and others who travel overseas, what I'm seeing is that this could actually be good for us and Americans who are traveling over to the United Kingdom, as the exchange rate will improve and benefit us in America as the value of their currency drops in relation to the dollar.
Me. Isn't it?
Well done. Yeah. Well, that's true, right?
Yeah. Yes. But it's very bad for them. It's good for us, bad for them.
Well, but we have this trade deal that we made. Be interesting to see how that actually shakes out. And meanwhile, for those of you who really want to know the inside of the inside, you may remember the name Michael Savage, who is moderately controversial as a right-wing talker. He wants to have, remember he was banned from entering the UK? Remember that from a couple of years ago? Now he has called on Prime Minister Johnson to issue him. There are 16 others along with him who are prohibited from going to England from America because they foment hatred. And now he wants to have this, quote, grave injustice corrected by Boring Boris. So we'll see where all of that goes. A lot of
you want to know what the big story is in Britain? And I'll say it very, very quickly. The big story in Britain is the Turkish bee.
Turkish bee.
Yes, an English family who went on vacation in Turkey inadvertently brought a Turkish bee back in their luggage.
Lovely.
And the British government has announced that it has to be killed. And there is an uproar about it, not only in Britain, but also in Turkey, where there are headlines all over the media saying, don't kill the bee. Don't kill the Turkish bee. This has now become an international scandal.
Why should they not kill the Turkish bee?
Well, it's quite a rare bee. And anyway,
so put it in a suitcase and send it back to Turkey then on British Airways?
Well, the problem is the bee has escaped.
Oh, my God, no. It's going to now mate with other regular bees, and then we're going to have a cross. We'll have mulatto bees.
Yeah, it's a huge story. There are pictures of this bee all over Britain and all over Turkey. Don't kill the Turkish bee.
And how do you recognize it? Does a Turkish bee have something on its head, some head gear, or what is, how do we
It's got a special head. Anyway, it's been condemned to death, and a major Istanbul newspaper is calling for its life to be spared, and it's a Turkish literary figure has criticized the death sentence. It's a huge thing.
My God.
Can we make a swap? Can we do like a prisoner exchange here, Victoria? We'll take all those bees if they'll take our stink bugs.
I'm with
you. The stink bugs just smell like Pine Sol. What's that? I don't know what it's called.
I know, bugs. Lovely Pine Sol. Yeah.
Pine Sol, that's what it sounds like. It smells like. In a moment, we discuss the Baltimore situation and how we also probably ought to spend a minute on the Reagan recording that became a big to-do this week. As we continue on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, if you have not taken care of those ugly yellow teeth of yours yet, may I send you to Power Swabs? I can, I will, you ought to. Pick up the phone, call 800-208-1797, and get the five-minute treatment that will change your teeth, your color, the stains that you've got there. This product lifts them off of the enamel. It doesn't eliminate the enamel, which is what pretty much every other product. So when you eliminate the stains by eliminating the enamel, it makes your teeth, the core of your tooth, is now exposed and more cavities. You can have more problems with health. There's nothing, you know, your gums and your teeth predicate a lot of your good health or bad health. So let's not do it the bad way. Let's use our brains here and get our teeth to look younger and whiter by calling 800-208-1797 and using Power Swabs. Very inexpensive, a great way to return to a great white smile. Helps you with that job, promotion, your love life, whatever. And by the way, if you've been married for a long time and your wife or your husband says, you know, your teeth really are ugly, let's see if we can't do something about it. Or maybe it's a thing you can do together, the husband and wife challenge. Whose teeth gets whiter faster? 800-208-1797. It's been sold now on the market. I think I've been talking about 5-6 years, maybe a little longer. Dr. Martin Ginniger is the one who created this formula. You can get it from him at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and you get it for half the retail price. Time now for us to look at the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, ending on Friday, the 2nd of August. The overview is as you might expect, although there are a couple of ringers in here that I thought were interesting. A lot of people are talking about Woodstock 50 being canceled, so therefore it comes in the number 10 position. Jeffrey Epstein, what happens to him, number 9. The hack at Capital One and what we've learned from it, number 8. Number 7, the shootings, most recent shootings, one at the Garlic Festival in California, another one out in Brownsville. Number 6, the situation, our relationship, if you will, between Iran or us in Iran. Same question, only different location for number 5, China, and our relationship with them. Number 4, Boris Johnson and what happens in Britain. Number 3, immigration. Number 2, the Baltimore race relations flap. And the presidential race and the debates, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken up out of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
So we have a great way for you to fuel up. Fuel with Valero. Top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero. It'll keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. The name is Valero, V-A-L-E-R-O, Valero. Next up, the people list from Talkers Magazine, the most talked about names this week. There are a lot of them. It isn't necessarily a list of 10. I'm just going to go through the names, and you know that they all have had a place this week in conversation. Jeffrey Epstein, Paige Thompson, Boris Johnson, Ronald Reagan, AOC, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Elijah Cummings, Al Sharpton, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, and Bill de Blasio, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, wow, and Donald Trump, okay? Got them all? Those are the people on the people list. Most of them are political. Pretty much all of them are when you get right down to it, except a couple. So politics, it is always front and center in the news talk radio world, as exemplified again by that long list of politicians or wannabe politicians. Here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's keep moving here for a couple of more moments with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones. The Baltimore situation, I said, I don't know what, actually, what is there to say? It's just more Trump throwing gasoline on the fires that he starts, right? That's pretty much it.
Well, if you're talking about, you know, calling it, saying it's rat-infested and crime-infested, using the word infestation like the CNN anchor saying, oh, my gosh, it's a racist thing. And then there's audio that comes out of Elijah Cummings himself saying, oh, look at my district. It's rat-infested and crime-infested. And then you have the former mayor, Mayor Pugh in Baltimore, saying, oh, you can almost smell the rats and the animals. So the whole thing becomes nonsensical, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You could always ask. You could always ask Jared Kushner about his apartments, according to the reporting from the Associated Press.
Slumlord. Okay. The Nixon Reagan conversation. I've always had high regard for Reagan. I don't know that I think that comment. What does it mean? What does it say about him? It stirs the pot in a time when we have a lot of people that'll. It's not acceptable. It's kind of disappointing, actually.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. I admire and love Ronald Reagan. And then when I saw this, the deal is the UN took its vote to seat this delegation for Beijing instead of Taiwan back in 1971. And yet members of the Tanzanian delegation started dancing in the General Assembly, many of them not wearing shoes. So there's Reagan talking to Nixon, and he's raging about this, saying, man, I don't know how we stopped this. Of course, remember, Reagan, not a fan of the UN. And they called him monkeys, saying they're dancing without shoes, and you look at today and say, yep, that's racist.
Well, it isn't smart to put it that way. All right, Lake, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria and Rick on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome, by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For our tech guru, Victoria Keelan, or follow the trending stories at DJV Show. Now, Victoria, there are five big stories of the week that have been making news and breaking through all about the world of technology. What is trending?
Well, if we're going to go from number five to number one. So yeah. In number five spot is Costco. And Costco made news this week because they have a new digital membership card. Because everyone knows when you get to Costco and you open your wallet and you realize, oh, I forgot my card at home. It is a huge problem. So apparently a lot of Costco customers have been complaining about that. And Costco decided that they're going to enter the digital world. So now you can have a digital membership card that is like... You know, like your Starbucks card or any, or Apple Pay or Google Pay, it will live on your smartphone, so that way you don't have to worry about forgetting your card in the future. And also, I think they're going to start rolling out some discounts and incentives to get more of their customers to go to the digital side, which a lot of companies have done that too. And so it's good news for Costco customers because apparently a lot of people really don't like that if you order a new card online, it takes a week to get a new card.
Yeah, you got to get your Costco fix. I think most people would get chipped for Costco, actually. What do you think?
Yes.
Get a retina scan.
Zap
for
your
Costco.
Neck on the way in. Yep.
Victoria Keelan reviewing our top five technology stories of the week. In at number four, Hulu with live TV is now coming to Android TV devices.
Yep. Hulu has announced that Android TV will be added to its list of supported platforms for its live TV bundle. So, starting next month, owners of an Android TV compatible TV, which is like an Amazon Fire TV, there are a whole bunch of them out there. You can now watch Hulu, but you can also add in the live TV option. It will give you more than 60 channels of live programming. It will be $44.99 a month, and of course, this is positioned as a competitor to other bundle services like Sony's PlayStation View, which is what I have, Sling TV, YouTube TV, things like that. And you might actually want to think about if you're shopping around to cut the cord from cable, you may want to give the Hulu with live TV a chance because they already have 2 million subscribers and they have some really good live TV offerings. Plus, they also have an enormous backlog of shows and movies. So it's kind of a good deal for $44.99.
Not a bad deal for those who are looking to cut the cord. At number three on the list, it seems that everybody has these Amazon Ring doorbells now, and these cameras that are installed at your door are now working with police.
Yes. So this is something where we talk often in Tech Talk about reading the fine print. This is an example of where you want to read the fine print. Amazon's home surveillance camera brand, Ring, which is the biggest competitor to Nest Cam, they have partnered with more than 200 police departments across the country. Here's the thing. The police departments and Amazon are working together, and they can get your footage, your actual footage, from your front door. And they don't need a search warrant for it. That's a lot of civil libertarians are not happy with this. There are even some of the Amazon employees have asked Amazon to stop this practice because they feel like it's an infringement on privacy. This is probably going to end up in court, and Amazon has not even been that forthcoming with this information. This was sort of an investigation that was done, and that's how people found out about it. So not great, but again, if you want to use the Ring, that's fine. Just make sure you read the fine print on your privacy.
Just know what you're accepting in those terms and conditions. At number two on the list of the top trending technology stories, fitness trackers, do they really help people lose weight?
Yeah, this is a new study on activity and fitness trackers. Fitbit, of course, being the most probably popular brand. Apple Watch also included in this. And the researchers in the American Journal of Medicine wanted to find out if you actually are going to lose weight. 56 million Americans are using these activity trackers, and they say overall it is good because you are moving around more. But if you're looking for significant weight loss, it was a thumbs down, which is a big bummer. Yep.
All right. The top trending story of the week, the FTC warns victims of this Equifax breach don't expect too much money back from that $125 promise settlement.
Exactly. So this is a $700 million settlement agreement for the Equifax breach. And so everyone was basically promised a $125 payout if you were affected. Now, the Federal Trade Commission says that so many millions of people have filed claims that if you actually do choose the settlement option, there is no way you're going to get anywhere near $125 and that you should actually take the free credit monitoring instead.
What a bummer. I was ready for my $125. Victoria Keelan with the top technology stories of the week. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
The top radio countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Us on Facebook.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Police say the man who killed 9 people in Dayton, Ohio early this morning was heavily armed and protected. Police Chief Richard Beal says the suspect has had minor run-ins with the law.
Is a minimal criminal history as an adult, his traffic violations, speed, failure to control, and failure to yield. He was wearing a mask, a bulletproof vest, and hearing protection.
When police responded to the call, and they engaged the 34-year-old shooter and killed him. Meanwhile, the shooting that killed 20 people at a crowded El Paso shopping area yesterday morning will be handled as a domestic terrorism case, as federal authorities weigh hate crime charges against these suspected gunmen that could carry the death penalty. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen says investigators are working to confirm whether a racist anti-immigrant screed posted online shortly beforehand was written by the suspect.
We have to attribute that manifesto directly to him based on that information in that manifesto. That's where that came from. And so we're going down that road. It's beginning to look more solidly like that is the case.
Police were able to capture the 21-year-old suspect without incident a short distance away from the Walmart where the shootings took place. President Trump says mass shootings in America just need to be stopped.
Mourning the loss of life, the president denounced the gun violence that left more than 24 dead in Texas and Ohio.
Hate has no place in our country.
And the president is offering his sympathies.
On behalf of our First Lady and myself, condolences to all. We have to get it stopped.
He also expressed his gratitude to law enforcement officials, saying they prevented a bigger tragedy. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Pro-democracy movement calling for a general strike in Hong Kong Monday following a weekend of clashes with police. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy. And wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, tired and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try a free bottle of Ageless Male Max, a Walmart bestseller, with an ingredient shown to increase testosterone. Yes, it's now that easy. And when added to workouts, this ingredient has shown more gains in muscle and twice the reduction in body fat percentage. Plus, you get an added ingredient with a long history of being used for libido. Try Ageless Male Max free. Just text the word WIDE to 606060. If you're ready to support more energy, more strength, and more confidence, text WIDE to 606060. Text WIDE to 606060.
European budget airline Ryanair is looking at flight cuts, slower growth, and job losses if deliveries of Boeing 737 MAX jets keep getting delayed.
CEO Michael O'Leary says the airline was supposed to get 58 MAXs by next summer. He says that could drop to zero if Boeing can't regroup and win regulators' approval to put the planes back in the air. O'Leary says Ryanair now expects 30 new MAXs by next summer, but that would cut its passenger growth rate from 7 to 3% in fiscal 2021.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The MAX has been grounded since March and deliveries suspended after crashes killed 346 people in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Boeing is working to fix flight control software. On this day in 1790, the U.S. Coast Guard had its beginning as President Washington signed a measure authorizing the service. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In New York, the man who pleaded guilty to sending pipe bombs to a number of prominent Democrats is set to be sentenced tomorrow. Julie Walker has details.
Cesar Sayoc mailed 16 packages of pipe bombs packed with fireworks, powder, and shards of glass to 13 famous Democrats and CNN. None of the packages exploded. His lawyers are urging leniency, saying the Florida man committed his crimes after he became increasingly obsessive, paranoid, and angry, and believed enemies of President Trump were trying to hurt him and other supporters. Prosecutors say he deserves a life sentence because he caused widespread fear and panic in the days before the 2018 midterm elections. Sayoc will get at least 10 years in prison, the mandatory minimum required by his plea. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Carl Bott, and this year, Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course, the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course, mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there is no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Secured.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Onward, forward, all those good things. Time now for us to review the charts from Talkers Magazine, the hot hits in talk radio for the week of July 29th to the 2nd of August. Joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, is, I got to do this the other way around. Because when Ed McMahon introduced Johnny Carson, there was a big flap, because Ed used to get more of an applause on the meter than Johnny did when he started out the show. Live from Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. I'm Ed McMahon, along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Tonight Orchestra, inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. But that was changed, or that intro became the intro about 10 years in, because when they first started doing The Tonight Show, Michael, he would introduce that, it's The Tonight Show, blah, 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 and he would end, the tag at the end was, and I'm Ed McMahon. And Ed got more applause than Johnny did.
And, really?
And Johnny didn't like it, so they changed it around so that Ed, he announced himself first instead of last.
That's wild. So, wow.
Yeah.
A little insight into how things evolve. Things evolve slowly on shows that run for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
And with YouTube or old DVDs or whatever, when you get to watch them, binge them, and go from one to the other to the other, you see how slowly the evolution takes place, and you don't notice it, like the set will change. Game shows, it's interesting, I was watching old Jeopardies from the beginning of Alex Trebek's reign, when I think he replaced Art Fleming, and the whole set was different, and you don't notice it. It happens so gradually. As a matter of fact, Alex Trebek went from seeming like a real, hey, how you doing, kind of a game show host, to becoming a diplomat, sort of an ambassador. Right. He had gravitas.
Yes.
You know. Hope he's doing well.
Yeah,
I once had the opportunity at one of the events. I know that you were buddies with Ed McMahon, right?
I was.
Well, I ran into him at an event, and I said to him, you know what's really interesting about you, Ed? You've made an art of being a second banana with some of the hardest first bananas in the world. He said, who, what, where? I mean, Johnny, what are you talking about? I said, well, not only were you the second banana with Johnny Carson, which had to be a head trip, but you were also the second banana with Jerry Lewis for many years on the telephone. And Jerry Lewis ain't chopped liver. I mean, he's a tough guy to get
tough
along
guy.
With. And the third one, he said, who's the third? I said, you were second banana on the blooper show with Dick Clark. And Dick Clark had to be a pretty tough guy to be a second banana for. And he said, you know, Michael, you know, he talked to me like he knew me. Michael, you know, no one's ever told me that. I've never thought about it. Wow. And I wonder, like, if anybody ever really did tell him that. But what a second banana.
It really, he was a fabulous guy. And every bit the same off the air as he was on the air. He pretty much played who he was, which was a guy who would touch himself thinking how lucky he was to be the celebrity that he became. Worked very hard at it, took its toll in his personal life, as all that stuff does oftentimes. But I got to know him through his daughter, Claudia, who is a producer at CNBC, television producer, still is, I think, a producer. And I remember those days. All right, we're not getting to the countdown, but we'll tell a couple of stories that people will be interested in.
Well, I remember Claudia, too. I haven't talked to her in years, but being Ed McMahon's daughter, it's got to be an interesting mantle to carry around in your career in the media.
Well, but, when they started CNBC, they used to do on Friday and Saturday night, they had what they called Talk Show Live, and they would bring in a couple of talk show hosts every week, and they were always opposite. That is, they would be a different, there was one that was dramatic and loud and noisy, and somebody else who was more thoughtful and provocative. So they paired me with Likas, and I did for a month or two. I go down to New York. You must remember this on Friday night, Saturday night, and we do. I do 2 hours, and he do 2 hours, and that's and they every they changed it up. Obviously, CNBC became a much different kind of cable network, but that's how they got started. And the first guest I was supposed to do was a guy who was the mayor of Buffalo, New York, I think it was, and he had his daughter had been killed by gang members, but he couldn't show up. So Claudia, who was the producer, and I didn't pay any attention, she called me the day before and she said, well, we can't get that guy. Would you mind interviewing my father? And like a dummy, I said, who's... Who?
Your father?
I
what
said,
is
who's
this?
Your, who's your father? Yeah, what? Who's your father? And she said, Ed. And I said, McMahon. Oh, really? I was more nervous. I still have the video of it. And he calmed me. He could see that. He calmed me right down because I was wearing a tie. There was a Nicole, there's a designer, Nicole somebody or other. And he had pajamas that he wore in the, you were talking about Jerry Lewis, he wore in the telethon that matched my tie. And so that's how we started our conversation. It was the first guy. He looked at my tie, and he said, I got pajamas that match that tie.
Is that something?
And that's how it, and it just completely relaxed me. And, I mean, I've never been uncomfortable, really, in front of a microphone. I didn't always like being in front of a camera that much, unless I get used to what was going on. And then you do the same as you do on the radio. You don't even think that the microphone is there. You don't think the camera is there. So anyway, enough of the stories. We've got work to do here. The charts for this week from Talkers Magazine, put together by the staff. Michael is the general manager, and he's the editor, and he's the producer, and he does it all. And these people work very hard to overview of what's going on news talk radio stations all around the country. You come up with this list every week, the stories and the people, et cetera, et cetera. So let's do the story list first, Michael, and then we'll do the people list.
We got time to do that before the break?
I'll do if you want. Yeah, you can do that. No, I'll do it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, Woodstock 50. Canceled. 50 meaning how many years it's been since the original Woodstock, and they tried to pull it all together, and they
That's
were
a great story in and of itself.
Oh, it is. I mean, the world is so different in 2019. Trying to pull together superstars for a concert? What do you have in mind?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At number 9, Jeffrey Epstein case. That's still bubbling in the top 10, and a little
castration fixes that right up.
Oh, yeah. At number 8, the Capital One hack. That's another bizarre story. Number 7, the Garlic Festival in Brownsville, Brooklyn shootings. At number 6, U.S.-Iran tensions, not going well. At number 5, U.S.-China trade war and Huawei and 5G, that's not going well either. At number 4, Boris Johnson, Brexit, and the British-U.S. economies. We don't know how that's going to go. At number 3, immigration and health care reform. That is up for grabs. A lot of debate going on, sparked by the debate. At number 2, Trump in Baltimore, tied with race relations in general, and the revelation that Nixon was president, Reagan was a rising power in the Republican Party, had a telephone conversation, which the recording has just been released, in which they both utter racial slurs. At number 1, the 2020 presidential race and CNN's Democratic debates this past week. On the People Survey, we got Jeffrey Epstein at 10, Paige Thompson, she's the hacker, at number 9, Boris Johnson at number 8. Number 7, Ronald Reagan. At number 6, we have Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Presley, and Ilhan Omar. At number 5, Elijah Cummings and Al Sharpton. At number 4, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Marianne Williamson. Marianne Williamson. I like the way she talks. At number 3, Elizabeth.
I like her thoughts. I don't know about liking the way to talk.
She's got this way of talking that's extremely affected, but impressive.
But her ideas are good.
Elizabeth Warren. I got a plan for that. Tulsi Gabbard, cool woman.
Yeah, she is.
She's very cool. Yeah. She oozes cool. Bill de Blasio. He's a character.
Blah, Blasio.
Yeah. Blah, Joe Biden, blah, 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 blah. Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders are at number 2 tier, and Donald Trump is at number 1. Look at all of these characters.
Bernie Sanders is also promising free haircuts for everybody, if you didn't hear that.
No.
In addition to all the other things that are free, we're all going to get free
haircuts. That's what we need in this country, socialized haircutting. No head goes uncut.
My God, just hearing that is funny as heck. 16 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael's going to dig around in some of these stories. We'll talk more about them with you after I tell you how to get the most from the weight loss program Calitrin. This is a product that has, as its main ingredient, collagen, which is the protein that makes your body tick, if you know what I mean. And for some reason, the heavens above decided that when you're in your 20s, your body would no longer produce collagen. And thus, as we get a little older, we get a little chubbier, and we get a little heavier, and we want to get rid of that weight. So what has Calitrin figured out? Their research scientists say, well, let's see here. Collagen is the number one protein in your body. You stop making in your 20s, you start getting fat. So how about we figure out a way to reintroduce collagen protein into your body? And that's what collagen, that's the collagen that you know from studying in biology, proteins and stuff. You know how that works in your body. If you don't, maybe suffice it to say that Calitrin has as its main ingredient collagen so that what they're doing is introducing this back to your system. It jump starts it, and the lean muscle mass that you work on by getting a little exercise pushes the fat out. You lose the weight. Bingo, bango. Stay on this program for 4, 5, 6 months. Not only will you lose the weight effectively and in a healthy way, but because it jump starts your collagen, you're going to be much healthier. Great motivation. You'll have better health. Lose weight the intelligent way. Take 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it'll get to work. All kinds of photos and videos and testimonies at toploss.com. Why is it every time I do this, Michael, I want to say topgun.com instead of toploss.com? Toploss.com. DJV.com. Use the code DJV for the summer sizzler deal, $20 off a 90-day supply plus free shipping. Again, get on the bandwagon, lose the weight, be happy with yourself. Start Colitrin by going to toploss.com and check the box for DJV for the promotional values.
Balance with nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I love it. I'll take it for life. When I go in and I get my all my checkups and everything and that, my numbers are just, you know, they're through the roof. Good. It works well.
It is the most wonderful product I think I've ever taken.
The success of using this product has just been wonderful. And it's so pleasant to take. It's so easy to use. There's just no downside to it. If a product like this is going to improve your life, then this is the best one out there.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
We are clean, fresh, and confident. An overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown show is all about. Michael and I are here every week to go through these stories. We'll have some comments for you, including Ronald Reagan in the center spotlight. Don't tape anything. This is the lesson from all of that. 21 after the hour.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Tower of Power. Tower of Power. Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
The Shasta EDC is committed to growing our local economy. Do you operate a manufacturing company in Shasta County? If so, we are offering free consulting to local manufacturers in partnership with the California Manufacturing Network. Their dedicated industry experts are ready to serve your needs. Areas include lean manufacturing, sales and marketing, and HR. In addition to our consulting, we have also created the Grow Manufacturing Initiative that helps local manufacturers collaborate to be more effective and profitable. Call us today at 224-4920.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What America is talking about, that's the prowess of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Editor and publisher Michael Harrison is here with us on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. The Ronald Reagan Nixon conversation, the recording, and the reference to black people in a way that was sort of common in that era, not acceptable, but still common. And so, you know, you listen to the conversation, a lot of things. Patty Davis's daughter has had a lot to say about it. A lot of people have had a lot to say about it. I wonder what Michael Reagan, a former talk show host, what he's... Is he on Newsmax still?
I believe he's still out there.
Yeah,
doing shows. I'm not sure if it's Newsmax or what it is. He's always had sort of a second tier, highly regarded career.
Yeah. Right now, so the comments, according to those who always are using the term racist, these are racist comments. Do you think that term is overused?
Oh gosh, yes.
Was Reagan a racist because he said that? Or is it a racist? I guess I would like to know what your takeaway is from this.
Well, right now, in the age of hyper political correctness, anything that is disparaging of someone else that evokes their race or their religion or their nationality, you're a prime target to be called a racist. Mm-hmm. Many issues historically, certainly in the modern era of talk radio, were issues that overlap racists' points of view and just people who are legitimate people. You know, for example,
what does that term mean though to you, Michael? What is
racist? To me, racist is somebody who believes their race is superior to another race and does everything they can to create an unjust balance and harm to the race that they feel superior to. Okay. That one, they feel superior, and two, they actually go about hurting the other race. Another form of racism is to judge an entire race or group of people with a broad brush. That, you know, you don't like any of them. I don't trust those people. They're no good. That type of thing, where you don't judge people individually. So, mm-hmm. but to have a fair criticism of an ethnicity or a race that is backed up by statistics, that is maybe meant to suggest either a helpful direction to make it better, or to air a grievance that you have with that race, that's where it gets very tricky these days. That any kind of criticism, any kind of investigation into behavior is immediately puts you vulnerable to being called a racist. Mm-hmm. And there's a far cry from, you know, pointing out the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
From being someone who hates another race and does everything you can to hurt
them. So what happens
if
you stand up and say, no, I'm not a racist?
Well, a lot of people have been standing up and saying
they're
not racist.
And
some of them are not racist, but some of them are. It's tricky.
Well, how about let's use the Trump example with the squad and his focus, especially those are all women of different color, and the Omar focus especially. But I think it sort of goes with the rest of them. Are they? Is he a racist because of that, or is he a racist because of other things he said? I think that's the term has been watered down now, and I don't think it means as much as it used to for some of the reasons.
But it means a lot only because race relations are one of the hot topics of contention in the national conversation right now. So, yeah. So as far as the president's concerned, my view is that when you're the president of the United States or any major position of power or influence or prestige, you should be more responsible in your use of terminology than if you're just a guy talking to your buddies at the bar or in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And this is something that does not come across. You know, Trump might be honest. He might tell things that aren't people's minds. But when you're president of the United States, you've got to be a little bit more self-editing and aware of the influence of your words. And thus, based on that, he subjects himself to being called a racist.
Talk radio.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? one without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Big happy family here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. You find it at talkers.com, helmed by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher. We're going through the stories, picking out bits and pieces of stories that have a shelf life is a good way of talking about what we think is hot here, the hottest of the hot. The business about, let me just for a second go back to what we were talking about, the exploits of the squad, if you will. If you go back over the people list since last year's election, Donald Trump is always number one, but more often than not, number two, or certainly in there consistently, has been AOC. I wonder if you can remember back in your history of talking about political faces. Is there anybody who's gotten, let me talk about the Kennedys all the time in that group. And by the way, it's kind of sad because the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert Kennedy has died of a drug overdose, it would seem, down in the Cape. Mm. That family, man, you got to wonder about the karma with them. Anyway, so the fact that she gets as much attention, AOC gets as much attention as she does, is that equal by anybody of that age, stature, as you can think of in recent memory?
No, nothing. You know, pops into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that when Obama was coming up, he suddenly became this magical figure, you know,
right,
with a strange name and African American and the whole thing. But AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, has become a powerhouse in the Democratic Party, and I think that
is she really, or is she just thinks she has?
I think she is. I think she's real.
You think she is?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt about it. I think this whole squad thing is to be taken seriously, and people who think that, you know, it's just going to dissipate and go away, they're mistaken. These are, it may not come back for years. It may, but it's in the system, and she's a player. She's very bright. She's very charismatic. And I think that she will, you know, she has a shelf life, to use a term that you used.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not an endorsement of any of her policies.
No.
or anything other than an objective observation of her role in the game.
Yeah.
She's a player. Big player.
All right. So not as big a player, but yet someone maybe number two on that list of four in the squad is Ms. Omar, who I'm trying to figure, did she or did she not go to Israel this past week? There's some conversation. There seems to be some indication that she went to Israel to try to stir some stuff up, and I don't know whether she did or she didn't. But the reason I bring it up isn't so much that she took the trip, but when you go back to our conversation about Reagan and Trump and whether they're racist or not, and then you listen to some of the things that some of these women have said in the squad, it seems that it's racism as well. Whether it's reverse racism, I don't know what the right term is, but I feel that the news media takes an uneven approach to their reporting of incidents or accusations of racism. Am I accurate or not in that?
Well, I mean, there's racism, there's reverse racism, and it depends upon whether you're criticizing the majority or whether you are criticizing the minority. When you criticize the race or the ethnicity that is in power, it has less of an impact than when you criticize the powerless or the diminished one. So there's a lot of factors at play in that. As far as Omar going to Israel, I think she went to Africa. I'm not sure she went to Israel.
She's from
Ghana.
Was she born in Somalia? She is Somalian.
I believe.
Or Somalian, but I think she was born there, yeah.
Yeah, and she's no dummy. If you listen to her speak, she's very well spoken. She's extremely intelligent. She's courageous. And she is definitely a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. And it's all strategy. I mean, Trump's attacks on them is politically strategic.
Yeah. Of course it is.
He's not a loose cannon. He has a way with words that is very unfamiliar for many people around the country. That's the way they talk in Queens. That's the way big moguls in New York City and the real estate business talk. They're blunt. They engage in hyperbole. They're kind of Damon Runyon-esque. But he's not stupid. He's always playing the game. He's always strategizing. He's always working his techniques, and he's chosen to go after these women with a purpose. He would not have gone after them the way he did if they were not in a strategically viable position.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about strategy for a minute. You brought that up, and I think it's a very interesting, that whole realm, the whole business of strategically putting a group together or this identity and describing things. So you may or may not have heard, I'm betting that you know, that the Supreme Court has ruled that excessive partisan gerrymandering doesn't violate the Constitution, which is a pretty significant voting rights decision. And, you know, you wonder why, number one, when you're talking about strategy, this hasn't been more a part. Quietly, both Republicans and Democrats are always doing this, trying to renegotiate the boundaries to get more of their own into the group so they can get somebody elected. But the thing that bothers me, and this sort of ties into number one, the presidential, the Democratic debates for the presidency, there was not one question, not a single question about gerrymandering or voting rights in all of this, nor was there a question about farming, food. It looks to me like we really have extraordinarily superficial questions being asked, and these people come across sometimes, I think, as superficial, whether they really are or not, or it's just the luck of the draw with whoever is running the debate. But I find that there are a couple of things here, the gerrymandering and strategizing, and also the lack of real focus on intelligent questions at these debates. Am I right or wrong, or what do you think?
Well, you're very right. I mean, they're very shallow. First of all, you got 20 people, you know, shoved into a game show environment.
Right, it's like a game show. Alex Trebek should be running these debates.
He would do just as good a job.
Right, better
and,
maybe.
it's a game show environment. The networks that are running them, whether it's NBC or now CNN, have a vested interest in the outcome and have a vested interest in the ratings. So they are definitely approaching it with a show business eye and show business strategy. The idea that you are going to address complicated issues in sound bites, in a series of sound bites, each one destined to end with, Governor, please, Governor, stop. It makes it impossible to get into the nuances and into the
nothing
necessary
about these people at the end of the day more than you knew before. Maybe a couple of people like
you only know how they play in this kind of a game, and all the discussion is that will Kamala Harris have a good performance tonight? You hear the word performance. Biden's performance, it's almost like the Olympics. You know, you could be a great runner, but if you slip out of the gate, you're going to lose the 100-yard dash because your performance wasn't good. It really is more of a competitive show than it is an in-depth discussion of issues. We judge everybody by their performance.
Is that because the audience is superficial? Is it because Americans are superficial? They don't want detail. They just want to get the sound bites. For example, the president not only taking shots at Baltimore now, but Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago, all being dragged through the mud, his mud. Is that, what is
the
that
same mean? President that tells people who complain about the United States that they should love it or leave it? And he goes and says that we're a laughing stock. And, you know, it's so funny, the hypocrisy on all parts. But no, yes.
No, yes.
It is about it is about show business. Mm-hmm. It is more a show than anything else. Do you know back in the day, and I remember because I was a kid, I used to attend them, the Lincoln-Douglas debates. I'm kidding about attending them.
I know, thank you.
That the debate would be, an opening statement would be 1 hour or a half-hour retort. They would talk for hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Hours.
Hours.
They'd go on and on and on. All right, in a moment, I want to spend some time on Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein, depending on how you pronounce it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil, a game changer. If you're living with aches and pains, knees, ankles, you name it, I had to go to the physical therapist yesterday because of some stuff that happened. I'm taking Joint Formula 14, and I am much better, but I have a pinched nerve in my neck, so that needs to be addressed, and Joint Formula 14 is not going to fix that. But it'll lessen the impact of it, as somebody who had knee replacement surgery. Lessen the impact of the pain when you're using Joint Formula 14. And it goes right to work. 14 days, if you're not different, feeling better, you get your money back. Get relief or get your money back. That's their slogan. Get relief or get your money back. That's a pretty strong statement. Call 877-743-7720 if you want. Half price using the promo code DJV when you buy Joint Formula 14 and use it. And even if you don't find it works, send it back, get your money back. That's the special 50% offer. I'd rather, that sounds like a commercial for drugs, where they tell you all the bad things about the drug. I want to focus on the good things, how it makes you feel. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Next up, the people list from Talkers Magazine, the most talked about names this week. There are a lot of them. It isn't necessarily a list of 10. I'm just going to go through the names, and you know that they all have had a place this week in conversation. Jeffrey Epstein, Paige Thompson, Boris Johnson, Ronald Reagan, AOC, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Elijah Cummings, Al Sharpton, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard and Bill de Blasio, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, wow, and Donald Trump, okay? Got them all? Those are the people on the people list. Most of them are political. Pretty much all of them are when you get right down to it, except a couple. So politics, it is always front and center in the news talk radio world, as exemplified again by that long list of politicians or wannabe politicians. Here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Jeffrey Epstein, number 9 on the countdown this week. I said in not a very tactful way a few minutes ago that he and his ilk should be castrated. So I give you an example of what happens to people. There's a guy that was in jail for a while. He was a child molester, and he killed an 11-year-old girl. Another one of the inmates in this Florida jail drowned him in a toilet. That's the end of him. His name was David Ramirez. So he was in life. He was in prison for life for doing what he did to this 11-year-old. And he's been dispatched long before his life might have been over if he'd spent all of his time living in jail. I'm thinking that's what happens to Epstein if he goes to jail. What do you think?
I have no idea what happens to him when he goes to jail, because it depends on what jail they send him to. Some of these guys go to jails and they become celebrities in the jails and everybody loves them. In some places, they don't. It seems that pedophiles don't do well in jail. For some reason, criminals look down on pedophiles. And pedophiles are the
lowest favorite
target.
Of scum, yeah, right.
Yeah, that all the other prisoners go after them. So I guess there's some type of a hierarchy of integrity among prisoners.
I love that. Hierarchy of integrity in jail. I like that.
Yeah. That's crazy stuff.
Talkers.com this week, or actually in the Michael Harrison interview, MH interview, you have a conversation with a pretty controversial radio talk person. What's the...
Wayne Allen Root. He ran for vice president with Bob Barr on the Libertarian ticket back in 2008. He subsequently became a talk show host. He's probably the most ardent supporter of Donald Trump in radio today. And I get into his head, and it's an interesting character study of a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
MHinterview.com, folks, if you want to hear it.
I like that phrase. Fascinating interview with a, what kind of a guy? A controversial guy?
I don't remember what I said.
Wait a minute. It's influential, it's informative, it's impactful. MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Susie C. with 5 stars writes, I can't say enough good things about Doug Tuohy and the exceptional service we've received from B&T Satellite. Doug is local, and that makes all the difference. The first time I met Doug, he patiently spent time with me to ensure I was comfortable using the equipment. In addition, Doug installed our sound system, so we have music indoors and outdoors when entertaining. When I have technical issues, I call Doug. He's dependable, professional, and has never let me down. I'm so glad we went to the local guy and not the 1-800 number.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable.
Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we introduce you to lawyer and college professor, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor at Bentley University, leading expert in the law, no matter what, how you slice it. And I want to start with a personal sort of problem that is number 8 on the countdown this week, Steve. The Capital One hack, all that personal information from Capital One credit card applications, the data that was accessed by who knows who, but 100 million people. So what's the liability here?
Well, Capital One, you know, it's interesting. There were two big stories along those lines, the Equifax settlement and what people should do and misinformation about that. But with this particular one, it may not be as bad as it seems. They were able to find the hacker pretty quickly, mostly because she really didn't do much of a job of trying to cover her tracks, and actually kind of bragged about it in various social media. So the big things as far as consumers go is if you're going to bring any kind of an action, and generally it's not cost effective to do it, it's better to be a part of a class action like with Equifax, you have to have suffered some harm. And so it is very, very likely that not a lot of harm will come from this, because the information really hadn't been put out there for the bad guys to use yet. I think she was kind of like trying to make a point. And even there, the big thing you're always looking for is social security numbers. And while the emphasis is 100 million people, well, it was social security numbers for Americans. It was about 1 million of Canadians. They're equivalent to...
Really? I didn't hear that. Really? Okay.
Yeah, we don't care about Canadians, but the Canadians do. So if they're listening to this show, they should be taking the steps. So the big thing is, you will get some credit monitoring. You'll probably be getting it from Equifax, too, for free. That's okay, not the best thing to totally protect you. Credit freeze is certainly the best thing you can do. But as far as getting some money out of the credit card company, I don't think you're going to see much there.
All right, so don't hold your breath for that. Next up, number 9, a focus. We haven't really talked about Jeffrey Epstein here, I don't think, or I haven't talked to you about him. I see what happened to the guy down in Florida who did some of the same things. There was a child molester, and he just got drowned in a toilet. So one wonders, one can only hope, I say that very pejoratively, that the same thing befalls Mr. Epstein, because I don't believe he ought to be sharing the air that we breathe on the planet. So what do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. Yeah, I don't think you get a lot of objections. And in fact, I teach at Bentley University, as you mentioned. Before I taught there, I taught in the state prison system in Massachusetts. And there is a real, real distaste, is probably the nicest way of putting it, for child molesters. They will be killed in prison. They do. They have to be protected.
Yeah.
They call them, the term there is skinners, and no, they don't do well.
All right. So let me just add another wrinkle to this conversation. When it comes to women, there was a story this week of a mother who is now sentenced for life, killing her two young daughters because they got in the way of her sex life. And so she killed them. And when you put somebody like that in jail in general population, does it make a difference whether it's a male or a female? I guess that's sort of my wonder.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting because I hadn't really thought of it until you had mentioned that. But I did have experience in some women's prisons years back too. And no, it isn't quite the same thing. It is real. This is something that on the men take it upon themselves. That's part of I guess their code of morality. You don't find that as much in the women's prisons.
Mm. That is, I think, just kind of interesting to look at that justice and how it's metered out. What ramifications does the cancellation of Woodstock 50 have in terms of those who had tickets already? Can you sue somebody? Are they giving you money back? I always wonder about some of these shows that get canceled. But this one means a lot to you and me.
Yeah.
People our age. So.
Well,
yeah.
This one's really, really odd. The short answer is yes, if you did pay, you should get your money back, although as far as the people who put this on, they paid acts in advance. And
yes.
So, they should be getting money back from them, but
they won't.
They won't. And they've only asked that the groups give 10% to some charity. So, you get your money back.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you for your expertise. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our expert on the law here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Spoke to Christopher Wray, director of the FBI. Spoke to the governors, both governors.
Mr. Trump spoke with reporters after returning to Washington from New York earlier today. He says the shootings like these must be stopped. Meanwhile, in Dayton, police were able to engage the gunman who opened fire on a local bar, killing 9, injuring 20 others, and kill him before he could inflict any more damage. Police Chief Richard Beal said the 34-year-old had 2 weapons with him, one he used and another still in his car.
Let me say there's nothing in this individual's history or record that would have precluded him from purchasing that firearm.
Meanwhile, the man was armed with a .223 caliber rifle with magazines capable of holding of at least 100 rounds of ammunition. He squeezed off dozens of shots before he was gunned down, no more than 30 seconds after his rampage began. In El Paso, Texas, District Attorney Jaime Esparza says the 21-year-old suspect they arrested without incident will face the maximum charge.
The state charge is capital murder, and so he is eligible for the death penalty. We will seek the death penalty.
Federal authorities say the shooting that killed 20 people and injured over 24 more will be handled as a domestic terrorism case. At least 100 flights were canceled, subway service widely disrupted in Hong Kong Monday as pro-democracy movement calling for a general strike following a weekend of clashes with police on the streets. Hong Kong has seen protests all summer that started with a push against an extradition bill that would have allowed residents to be sent to mainland China to stand trial, and it's expanded into a dissolution of legislature. This is townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments, and it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Sudan's pro-democracy movement has signed a power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council.
Representatives initialed the constitutional document that establishes a joint military and civilian council to rule for 3 years until elections can be held. The group have been locked in tense negotiations with the military for weeks while holding mass protests. The military overthrew Omar al-Bashir in April, following months of demonstrations against his three-decade-long autocratic rule. The protesters remained in the streets, demanding a rapid transition to a civilian authority. The two sides reached a preliminary agreement last month following international pressure. I'm Sarah Bassett.
On August 4, 1944, 15-year-old diarist Anne Frank, arrested with her sister, parents, and four others, by the Gestapo after hiding for 2 years inside a building in Amsterdam. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We have some notes on Lyme disease from Dr. Charles Snyderman.
Lyme disease is caused by a bacteria spread by ticks. Lyme disease can cause skin rash, usually in the form of a red ring around the tick bite, fever, fatigue, and headache. If untreated, the bacteria can cause damage to joints, heart, or nervous system. Newly approved blood tests may make diagnosis faster and more reliable. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
A Texas airport has begun testing a driverless shuttle outfitted with cameras and sensors to make sure passengers are safely transported and not in danger of being hit. Austin Bergstrom International Airport announced the electric autonomous vehicle called Easy Mile Easy 10 will be tested for 6 months in an environmental and people-moving project. The shuttle, with seating for six and room for other passengers to stand, has a pre-programmed route and also has wheelchair accessibility. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
After repeated criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on the tech company's website are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction. Among the books are works by Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, a late Catholic psychologist who wrote several books on conversion therapy. Although the ban may seem innocuous, folks, it is an obvious attack on our right to free thought and speech by silencing beliefs that are contrary to the LGBT movement. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to do the weekly job that we have. It's tough work. Somebody's got to do it. So I have volunteered, and along with me, I've grabbed a couple of other successful broadcasters. I guess it depends on how you measure success. I'd like to think they were successful broadcasters. They would be Rick Jensen, who is on the air WDEL in Wilmington, and I have proof of that in just a matter of moments. Some great audio from a great broadcaster. And then there's another great broadcaster, Victoria Jones, here with us from the D.C. Radio Company to talk about the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The top 10 stories, top 10 people, list the things that we do every week. Does it seem like it was just yesterday or moments ago when we did this for last week? The time, if we had an 11th issue, maybe we could talk about time and how we use our time and where the time goes and is it really moving faster. It just seems like everything, we're all so busy. Maybe that's the reason for it. At any rate, the story list starts at number 10 with a cancellation of Woodstock 50. That probably doesn't mean much to anybody here except me, because Jensen's too young. Victoria didn't grow up here. And
excuse me, I'm too young.
Oh, okay. You're too young.
Good. Good job.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, anyway, the fact that there was going to be... Well, there were two acknowledgments of Woodstock from the summer of 1969. And as a result of that, there were plans that have been made, money that's been spent. Investors got involved to try to get back to Max, what's-his-face's farm, Yasgur, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And so that didn't happen. And now there's another one someplace else that's some kind of recognition. But it's kind of too bad because we've been neat to see all of those aging rockers, Rick, get together to see, you know, kind of get the feel of how different it is. Or is it? Have we been, for the past 50 years, we've been protesting this actually for 100 years, 1,000 years. Americans have been around for 1,000 years, but people have been protesting for as long as, I guess, people have been around, because they don't like certain authority, don't like being treated the way they do. And really, in 1969, I was on the air in Boston at WVBF.
Wow.
I was teaching school during the day.
Teaching school? I was still a little girl wearing school uniform.
I'm sure you were. I was teaching junior high school English and speech, my second year having done that. And I remember the Vietnam War and the problems that that created in our country. The whole thing, just when you get down to brass tacks here, the country was a mess. And then I think fast forward 50 years later, the country still is a mess. And we've been through lots of messes between then and now. I'd like to think that there was an opportunity for us. Or maybe I think about protesting because I love to be a rabble-rouser. I like to be an anarchist and I like to be a contrarian. But does it do any good?
Happening is that you're trying to capitalize on a feeling that really doesn't exist as it did in that time. Here in Delaware, we had this huge music festival called Firefly, and people are there for the music and to have fun. But they had to cancel Woodstock 50, Doug. They had to, because all the hippies are tripping on acid in nursing homes now.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason was that it was, in business sense, it was a disaster. It was badly organized.
Yes.
And they hadn't adapted to the way that the music industry is organized today. Mm. And their final venue, the Merriweather Pavilion in Maryland, so it wasn't even going to be in upstate New York, was the final straw for the artists, because they couldn't get the upstate New York venue where they were going to have allegedly 150,000 people. They were going to have, you know, like 30,000 people. There's a clause in a lot of these artists' contracts that says you can't perform at a venue that's too close to other venues where you're going to be touring. And it's like, we're not going to perform at Merriweather because it violates our clause. Everybody's piling out, apart from which it already had Woodstock 50 had doomed attached to it. Nobody wanted to be associated with this festival.
Yeah. Speaking of something nobody wants to be associated with, number nine, the continuing focus on Jeffrey Epstein and what a subhuman pervert he is, how he got away with what he got away with, and one would wonder with all the people who wanted to be around him because they wanted to go to Lech Island or whatever it's called, and the people who have been tainted by being close to him or being connected to him. But guys like that, I just think you disembowel them and you send them on their way. That's what is the big deal? Why is our society, we do a lot of other crazy, crude stuff. So just, that's the way you take care of this guy. And anybody else who doesn't, in my world, if you're a rapist, you become your castration bait as soon as you get into the jail cell. And a lot of these, depending on where they put these guys, because there's this interesting sense of justice in prison when it comes to stuff like this. And most of these, like that pedophile priest from Boston, he lasted 3 weeks in jail. That was the end of him. And, you know, do we talk, it's kind of like we're talking about rats in a shooting gallery. But, you know, I mean, this, what does Jeffrey Epstein deserve? What kind of treatment does he deserve? What's the end result going to be of all of the attention-focused trials and things like that? You put him in a jail cell in general population and, you know, leave him there overnight. And the state saves a lot of money.
So let me ask you this. Have any of you read any detail on with somebody attacked him? It was reported as attempted suicide. That seems nonsense because he obviously is in some sort of general population. Have any of you seen any detail on suspects attacking him in jail?
Not a word.
I've not been able to figure out exactly what happened on that, and so I've not seen detailed reporting on it. I think they're still trying to figure out what happened, and I'm waiting to see, the serious in-depth papers or the New York Post, because they would be a good one also. Because the New York Post gets good scoops on things like this. Also, the Times, AP, Reuters, people like that, or the Washington Post. Somebody is going to speak to somebody who knew something, or CNN, somebody, or Fox. But we're going to find out because something obviously happened.
Yes.
Obviously happened. But, there's another piece to this. Yes, he deserves harsh, harsh justice. But for the multiple victims, alleged victims here, many of them want a day in court. And so we can't just say, yes, let's lock him up and throw him to the other inmates. Because by doing so, we are potentially denying the alleged victims their day in court to speak their truth.
Why did,
and to say, this happened to me.
Okay, so if he's dispatched, the courts are not a psychology session. The courts, if in fact these people want to have their day, let them go on with Oprah or somebody else where people watch.
You and I don't
agree.
This happened to me, and I am testifying against him. That is what happens in the court of law.
I understand that's what happens, but in this case, it's a waste of taxpayer money. We're not here to, in this case, I don't mean to seem harsh, but this guy deserves the harshest treatment he can possibly get. And it doesn't include sitting in a courtroom. These people who have a grievance against him ought to find another venue in which to be heard. That's my point. It isn't
It's called a trial.
Yeah, well, that's a waste of taxpayer money. I think this guy doesn't deserve it. In this circumstance, I'm real hardcore when it comes to people who do this to other people. I don't think they deserve anything except execution.
I'm speaking for the other people.
I know you are. So I'm just suggesting to you, it's not an argument here. I'm not saying that you ought not to have your day in court, but the court of justice or the court of public opinion. Court of public opinion has more value for me, it seems to me anyway, than to do it the other way around, spend a lot of money that isn't necessarily, I don't know, it's just, we'll go around and around in a barrel in this. Suffice it to say that Epstein will get his due reward, let's put it that way. 16 after the hour, in a moment, who's been hacked? Capital One account, have you? Have you got a hack? Yeah, you got one of those bank accounts? Whoa! Well, you probably heard some of that story. We'll review it because it's the number 8 issue this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm joined by Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on the countdown and the overview of what's going on. I would like to invite you to save up to 50%, sometimes 60%, by using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You get all kinds of gifts. You have warranties. You get 60-day guarantees, mattress toppers. If you're not getting a good night's rest, pillows, mattress toppers, better pillows, sheets, all the sorts of things that you need, you should go online to MyPillow.com just to see the size of the factory and see what goes on in that factory. There are three buildings, 400,000 square feet of manufacturing space in Minnesota that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is another great American success story. Everything made in America that's sold here in America. To those of you Americans who want to get a good night's rest, there's nothing better than MyPillows, MyPillow themselves, the MyPillow sheets, MyPillow, the mattresses, the mattress toppers. There's just a myriad of things. A fabulous website. It's kind of fun to go nose around. You want to buy a lot of stuff, they'll finance anything over $200 too. That'll help you. Wake up feeling better than you have for a long time. Go to MyPillow.com. Order whatever, mattress topper, sheets, pillows themselves, and get lots of good discounts. The MyPillow.com website will look for a promo code. Use DJV so you can sleep better. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy Mae around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with some news talkers. Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington is here on the air with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the top 10 stories as cataloged by the folks at the Talkers Magazine offices. Here in Massachusetts, they listen to a lot of radio programs and hosts and get input from people running stations as to what the big deals are of the week. Number eight is that hack at Capital One. And my only comment is that we have a world that is out of control in terms of technology. Yeah. There's too much of it. I spent 2 hours trying to get on the air today before this broadcast. It was very frustrating. It's humiliating. It's these people need a decongestant instead of a, or maybe they need an enema that's full of decongestant. I'm not sure what it is that they need, but I know that it is annoying to the nth degree to pay the kind of money that we do and get the kind of service that we do. The lack of protection. It's way beyond what we can actually deal with. And so here's another example. Those of you who have accounts at Capital One, I have one. A lot of people have credit cards there, that sort of thing. What was it, 100 million of these? Wasn't it that was 100 million?
Yeah.
Victoria?
Yeah, 100 million, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what are you we are eager to talk about this. Help yourself.
Well, because I'm just so livid, and also because Capital One Financial, nor Amazon Web Services, which was hosting the data up in its cloud, they didn't spot the hack. The only reason so far that, you know, maybe they would have spotted it in a year or two or maybe a few months. The reason it came out was the alleged hacker, Paige Thompson, who's a woman, and we don't often hear about that, who's 33, went by the online handle Erratic, boasted about it in online platforms in very bold and silly ways. And one of the people she was chatting with gave the tip to Capital One, you know, hey, you've been hacked, buddies.
And
Capital One responded very quickly, by the way. Very quickly, very responsibly, investigated immediately. This hack only just happened and got in touch with the FBI. So kudos to them. Unlike Equifax, Capital One did respond well.
God, all of them. And where do they have their authority? Where does it say that they have the authority to tell somebody what my credit score is? Where does that come from? Them or the other two, TransUnion or whoever it is?
Yeah.
The information is always wrong. Always.
And here's how it happens, Doug. Every time you apply for a mortgage or you apply for a credit card, that itty little bitty 3-point font says that you agree to give all that information to Equifax, TransUnion, and all those guys. And we don't even think about it because we don't read all of those little teeny tiny fonts of language there in these little contracts.
Yeah.
And you have no choice if you want that loan.
No.
You have no choice.
And by the way, one more thing. When they say they're going to give you $125 back, nonsense. I was on this 2 weeks ago saying that's only $31 million for people. So that's like about 248,000 people. A million people apply for the $125, they're going to get $31. If everybody applies for it, they're going to get a check for 21 cents where the check costs more than the money. So I say go for the credit monitoring. Go for the credit monitoring for 4 years. At least you got something worth $20 a month.
Have you, either of you, been hacked personally?
Yes.
Website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I've been hacked.
Both of you have.
Have you?
I have been. Yeah. Yeah. And the resolve is that there's no resolve. There really isn't. You know, you get I give you a new credit card. I can't tell you how many times my Discover card has been hacked.
Yep.
And they give you a new one. Okay, that's it. And you look at your list. That's why you got to look at the bill to see what is on there. And oftentimes you'll find, at least with Discover, hackers, they take $175 out and nobody notices. So they keep doing it. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Seal is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
School's out. Spend the day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to renew our connection to the world of conversation radio. News Talk Radio is our focus. Talkers Magazine is the source. And the conversation about the big stories of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the week of July 29th to the 2nd of August. Mercury is out of retrograde. And hopefully we'll, yeah, right. It was not a pleasant period this last 3 weeks or so in all kinds of ways. So we continue with broadcasters Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, and Victoria Jones with us from the DC Radio Company. Just so you get an idea what sometimes these people sound like in their own environment, here's a promotion that I have culled from Rick Jensen's program. I thought you might enjoy this.
Oh, no.
The Rick Jensen Show.
Noon to 3, WDEL.
Attention voters, it's Uncle Bernie. Vote for me for free health care, free college, free haircuts just like mine. And here's how we pay for it. We all pool our Kohl's cash and Walgreens rewards points. Hey, we can do this.
The Rick Jensen Show. Noon to 3, 101.7 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.
WDEL, Lowe, you got the big voice announcer there. Hi, that's a pretty typical, I would think.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bullhorn
free
Bernie?
Haircuts. Free haircuts. Everybody.
Well, would like for Bernie to give you free udder cream for the cows?
Yes, that'd be even better. Udder cream, absolutely.
It's Uncle Bernie. I need Doug Steffen's vote, and here's, I'm angry, don't interrupt me, I'm going to point my fingers right at you, Doug, don't say a thing, free udder creams for all your cows, and here's how we're going to pay for it. We get that billionaire cow, Elsie of Borden's, and she pays for all your udder cream, because every cow's udder deserves to be soft and smooth, and all that, because that's what they deserve. Vote for
me,
Bernie,
way.
Thank you.
There we go.
And he
free udder cream.
Okay. Free udder cream. Okay, that's how I'm more interested in the other side.
The other side?
Okay.
Oh, the humorous.
Number
the other
seven.
Side, yeah.
I don't want to spend any time on this because it's more of the same, and there are a couple more items in here in the time we have allowed that I think you'd rather get to. But number seven, just if you're keeping the list, you can find the list all printed at talkers.com, by the way, every week. The Garlic Festival shooting, the Brownsville shooting, nothing happens as a result of conversation about this. Nothing. So it's the same late teen, early 20, angry kid, mostly boys that do the shooting. Where'd they get the gun? What's their mental health profile? All that stuff. It's the same crap. Number six, speaking of the same crap, six and five are the same crap. Iran and what we're doing or not doing with them in China and what we're doing and not doing with them. Although I think the Huawei part of the Chinese thing, I don't remember whether it inveigled its way into the conversation last week or not. The president said that we can, the Chinese said they'd buy more farm products from America if we went easy on Huawei. Did we talk about that last week? Or was that?
Yeah, and the Chinese actually said that even before it was a condition before the president had his talks with Xi at the G20 summit in Japan. That was one of the conditions going in.
Lovely. All right, well.
Oh, and in the China
the
U.S.
The
trade war. Sorry.
Say, the trade war, yeah, what about the trade war? It's continuing.
Well, now the president's going to slap tariffs on just about everything from China. I'm just looking around my house. That's everything.
Yeah, I'm just looking at where there was a list I had in front of me, and now I can't find it, of the things that were on the tariff list. Yeah, it's pretty much everything. You're right. Yep, same thing. On and on it goes. Who's fiddling with what, and where is Rome burning? maybe I'm the only one who gets that Nero reference.
Perhaps I got the Nero reference.
Okay, good. Boris Johnson. I'm leaving this to you. I find this guy to be he's got the right name. He's an obnoxious bore who is so self-centered. I'm interested in being an Anglophile because I love the country. Man, this guy, how did he get to where he is? What's the deal, Victoria?
Well, I've got an interesting side story for you today.
Okay, good.
Which is important for this reason. There was a by-election in a small area of Wales. But by-elections are very important because the Conservatives, or the Tories as they're known, which is Boris Johnson's party, does not have a very big majority in the House of Commons. And it's so small, in fact, that he has to have an alliance with a Northern Ireland party, a Northern Ireland Unionist party, which means that they support England, Britain. Well, he really needed the Conservatives to win this by-election yesterday, which they won last time with a majority of 8,000, which is a lot in this little area. They lost. They lost to the Liberal Democrats, which is not the same as ours, but they lost to the Liberal Democrats, and that was a blow because Boris Johnson now has a majority of brum, 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 one.
One. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ay, 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 ay.
But what does it mean to us? What does it mean to us in America? So we watch, you know, from overseas here, and for those of you like Victoria and others who travel overseas, what I'm seeing is that this could actually be good for us and Americans who are traveling over to the United Kingdom, as the exchange rate will improve and benefit us in America as the value of their currency drops in relation to the dollar.
Me, 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 me. Isn't it?
Well done. Well done. Yeah. Well, it's true, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But it's very bad for them. It's good for us, bad for them.
Well, but we have this trade deal that we've made. It'll be interesting to see how that actually shakes out. And meanwhile, for those of you who really want to know the inside of the inside, you may remember the name Michael Savage, who is moderately controversial as a right-wing talker. He wants to have... Remember, he was banned from entering the UK? Remember that from a couple of years ago? Now he has called on Prime Minister Johnson to issue him... There are 16 others along with him who are prohibited from going to England from America because they foment hatred. And now he wants to have this, quote, grave injustice corrected by Boring Boris. So we'll see where all of that goes. A lot of
you want to know what the big story is in Britain? And I'll say it very, very quickly. The big story in Britain is the Turkish bee.
Turkish bee.
Yes, an English family who went on vacation in Turkey inadvertently brought a Turkish bee back in their luggage.
Lovely.
And the British government has announced that it has to be killed. And there is an uproar about it, not only in Britain, but also in Turkey, where there are headlines all over the media saying, don't kill the bee. don't kill the Turkish bee. This has now become an international
scandal.
Why
should they not kill the Turkish bee?
It's quite a rare bee. And
it in a suitcase and send it back to Turkey then on British Airways?
Well, the problem is the bee has escaped.
Oh, my God, no. It's going to now mate with other regular bees, and then we're going to have a cross. We'll have mulatto bees.
Yeah, it's a huge story. There are pictures of this bee all over Britain and all over Turkey. Don't kill the Turkish bee!
And how do you recognize it? Does a Turkish bee have something on its head, some head gear, or what is? How do we know?
It's got a special head. Anyway, it's been condemned to death, and a major Istanbul newspaper is calling for its life to be spared. And a Turkish literary figure has criticized the death sentence. It's a huge thing.
My God.
Can we make a swap? Can we do like a prisoner exchange here, Victoria? We'll take all those bees if they'll take our stink bugs.
I'm with you.
Ryan, the stink bugs just smell like Pine Sol. What's that? I don't know what it's called.
I know, bugs. Lovely Pine Sol. Yeah.
Pine Sol, that's what it sounds like. It smells like. In a moment, we discuss the Baltimore situation and how we also probably ought to spend a minute on the Reagan recording that became a big to-do this week. As we continue on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. If you have not taken care of those ugly yellow teeth of yours yet, may I send you to Power Swabs? I can. I will. You ought to. Pick up the phone. Call 800-208-1797 and get the 5-minute treatment that will change your teeth, your color, the stains that you've got there. This product lifts them off of the enamel. It doesn't eliminate the enamel, which is what pretty much every other product. So when you eliminate the stains by eliminating the enamel, it makes your teeth, the core of your tooth, is now exposed and more cavities. You can have more problems with health. There's nothing, you know, your gums and your teeth predicate a lot of your good health or bad health. So let's not do it the bad way. Let's use our brains here and get our teeth to look younger and whiter by calling 800-208-1797 and using Power Swabs. Very inexpensive, a great way to return to a great white smile. Helps you with that job, promotion, your love life, whatever. And by the way, if you've been married for a long time and your wife or your husband says, you know, your teeth really are ugly, let's see if we can't do something about it. Or maybe it's a thing you can do together, the husband and wife challenge. Whose teeth gets whiter faster? 800-208-1797. It's been sold now on the market. I think I've been talking about 5-6 years, maybe a little longer. Dr. Martin Ginniger is the one who created this formula. You can get it from him at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and you get it for half the retail price. Time now for us to look at the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, ending on Friday, the 2nd of August. The overview is as you might expect, although there are a couple of ringers in here that I thought were interesting. A lot of people are talking about Woodstock 50 being canceled, so therefore it comes in the number 10 position. Jeffrey Epstein, what happens to him, number 9. The hack at Capital One and what we've learned from it, number 8. Number 7, the most recent shootings, one at the Garlic Festival in California, another one out in Brownsville. Number 6, the situation, our relationship, if you will, between Iran or us and Iran. Same question, only different location for number 5, China, and our relationship with them. Number 4, Boris Johnson and what happens in Britain. Number 3, immigration. Number 2, the Baltimore race relations flap. And the presidential race and the debates, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
So we have a great way for you to fuel up. Fuel with Valero. Top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero. It'll keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. The name is Valero, V-A-L-E-R-O, Valero. Next up, the people list from Talkers Magazine, the most talked about names this week. There are a lot of them. It isn't necessarily a list of 10. I'm just going to go through the names, and you know that they all have had a place this week in conversation. Jeffrey Epstein, Paige Thompson, Boris Johnson, Ronald Reagan, AOC, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Elijah Cummings, Al Sharpton, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, and Bill de Blasio, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, wow, and Donald Trump, okay? Got them all? Those are the people on the people list. Most of them are political, pretty much all of them are when you get right down to it, except a couple. So politics, it is always front and center in the news talk radio world, as exemplified again by that long list of politicians or wannabe politicians. Here on the weekly talk radio countdown show, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's keep moving here for a couple of more moments with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones. The Baltimore situation, I said, I don't know what, actually, what is there to say? It's just more Trump throwing gasoline on the fires that he starts, right? That's pretty much it.
Anybody? Well, if you're talking about calling it, saying it's rat-infested and crime-infested, using the word infestation like the CNN anchor saying, oh, my gosh, it's a racist thing. And then there's audio that comes out of Elijah Cummings himself saying, oh, look at my district. It's rat-infested and crime-infested. And then you have the former mayor, Mayor Pugh in Baltimore, saying, oh, you can almost smell the rats and the animals. So that the whole thing becomes nonsensical, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You could always ask. You could always ask Jared Kushner about his apartments, according to the reporting from the Associated Press.
Slumlord. Okay. The Nixon Reagan conversation. I've always had high regard for Reagan. I don't know that I think that comment. What does it mean? What does it say about him? It stirs the pot in a time when we have a lot of people that'll. It's not acceptable. It's kind of disappointing, actually.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. I mean, I admire and love Ronald Reagan. And then when I saw this, the deal is the UN took its vote to seat this delegation for Beijing instead of Taiwan back in 1971. And yet members of the Tanzanian delegation started dancing in the General Assembly, many of them not wearing shoes. So there's Reagan talking to Nixon, and he's raging about this, saying, man, I don't know how we stop this. Chris, remember Reagan, not a fan of the UN. And they called him monkeys, saying they're dancing without shoes. And it's, you look at today, you say, yep, that's racist.
Well, it isn't smart, to put it that way. All right, Rick, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria and Rick, on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Come on, let's see.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big three-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, and thanks for your support of our local veterans.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 minutes past the hour. It is Tech Talk time. I use the hashtag Tech Talk to suggest technology stories for our tech guru, Victoria Keelan, or follow the trending stories at DJV Show. Now, Victoria, there are five big stories of the week that have been making news and breaking through all about the world of technology. What is trending?
Well, if we're going to go from number five to number one. So yeah. In number five spot is Costco. And Costco made news this week because they have a new digital membership card. Because everyone knows when you get to Costco and you open your wallet and you realize, oh, I forgot my card at home. It is a huge problem. So apparently a lot of Costco customers have been complaining about that, and Costco decided that they're going to enter the digital world. So now you can have a digital membership card that is like, you know, like your Starbucks card or any, or Apple Pay or Google Pay. It will live on your smartphone, so that way you don't have to worry about forgetting your card in the future. And also, I think they're going to start rolling out some discounts and incentives to get more of their customers to go to the digital side, which a lot of companies have done that too. And so they're, it's good news for Costco customers, because apparently a lot of people really don't like that if you order a new card online, it takes a week to get a new card.
Yeah, you got to get your Costco fix. I think most people would get chipped for Costco, actually. What do you think?
Yes.
Get a retina scan.
Zap
for
your
Costco.
Neck on the way in. Yep.
Victoria Keelan reviewing our top five technology stories of the week. In at number four, Hulu with live TV is now coming to Android TV devices.
Yep, Hulu has announced that Android TV will be added to its list of supported platforms for its live TV bundle. So, starting next month, owners of an Android TV compatible TV, which isn't like an Amazon Fire TV, there are a whole bunch of them out there, you can now watch Hulu, but you can also add in the live TV option. It will give you more than 60 channels of live programming. It will be $44.99 a month. And of course, this is positioned as a competitor to other bundles. bundle services like Sony's PlayStation View, which is what I have, Sling TV, YouTube TV, things like that. And you might actually want to think about, if you're shopping around to cut the cord from cable, you may want to give the Hulu with live TV a chance, because they already have 2 million subscribers, and they have some really good live TV offerings, plus they also have an enormous backlog of shows and movies. So it's kind of a good deal for $44.99.
Not a bad deal for those who are looking to cut the cord. At number three on the list, it seems that everybody has these Amazon Ring doorbells now, and these cameras that are installed at your door are now working with police.
Yes. So this is something where we talk often in Tech Talk about reading the fine print. This is an example of where you want to read the fine print. Amazon's home surveillance camera brand, Ring, which is the biggest competitor to Nest Cam, they have partnered with more than 200 police departments across the country. Here's the thing. The police departments and Amazon are working together, and they can get your footage, your actual footage, from your front door. And they don't need a search warrant for it. That's a lot of civil libertarians are not happy with this. There are even some of the Amazon employees have asked Amazon to stop this practice because they feel like it's an infringement on privacy. This is probably going to end up in court, and Amazon has not even been that forthcoming with this information. This was sort of an investigation that was done, and that's how people found out about it. So not great, but again, if you want to use the Ring, that's fine. Just make sure you read the fine print on your privacy.
Just know what you're accepting in those terms and conditions. At number two on the list of the top trending technology stories, fitness trackers, do they really help people lose weight?
Yeah, this is a new study on activity and fitness trackers. Fitbit, of course, being the most probably popular brand, Apple Watch also included in this. And the researchers in the American Journal of Medicine wanted to find out if you actually are going to lose weight. 56 million Americans are using these activity trackers, and they say overall it is good because you are moving around more. But if you're looking for significant weight loss, it was a thumbs down, which is a big bummer. Yep.
All right. The top trending story of the week, the FTC warns victims of this Equifax breach don't expect too much money back from that $125 promised settlement.
Exactly. So this is a $700 million settlement agreement for the Equifax breach. And so everyone was basically promised a $125 payout if you were affected. Now, the Federal Trade Commission says that so many millions of people have filed claims that if you actually do choose the settlement option, there is no way you're going to get anywhere near $125, and that you should actually take the free credit monitoring instead.
What a bummer. I was ready for my $125. Victoria Keelan with the top technology stories of the week. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Tragedy struck twice in less than 24 hours Saturday. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the shooter, who killed 9 people and injured dozens of others, when he opened fire early Sunday in a popular nightlife area of Dayton, Ohio.
Mayor Dan Whaley says the shooter, Connor Betts, who was quickly killed by police, was wearing body armor and carrying extra magazines for his AK-style assault rifle.
If we did not have police in the Oregon District
and the thousands of people in the Oregon District enjoying their Saturday evening, what we could have had in the city.
Anthony Reynolds says he had just left a bar with his cousin when the shooting started.
I instantly started trying to run, but I realized my cousin wasn't on the side of me. When I look back, it's how I was able to see that people were actually falling from being hit by bullets.
As he ran, he says he was yelling active shooter to warn people. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, in El Paso, where a 21-year-old gunman was arrested after he killed 20 and wounded over two dozen others, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, said the federal government's treating the attack as a domestic terrorist case.
This meets it. It appears to be designed to intimidate a civilian population, to say the least.
Bash says he's been consulting with Attorney General William Barr.
We are conducting a methodical investigation with our partners, a careful investigation, but with a view towards bringing federal hate crimes charges under 18 U.S.C. 249 and federal firearms charges, which carry a penalty of death.
Some Democrats are suggesting Senator Mitch McConnell soft on Russia after he rejected a House election security bill. Meanwhile, Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, told the Salem Radio Network that for years Democrats have been mocking GOP concerns about threats from Moscow.
Remember when Barack Obama was confronted by Mitt Romney in 2012, said the 1980s were calling if he thought Russia were still an adversary.
More details at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Iranian forces have seized another ship in the Persian Gulf, the latest from BBC correspondent Sarah Bassett.
State media say seven crew members were detained when the ship was seized on Wednesday for allegedly carrying 185,000 gallons of smuggled fuel from Iran. It marks the Revolutionary Guard's third seizure of a vessel in recent weeks and the latest show of strength amid a spike in regional tensions. No further details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew have been provided. Iranian media reported last month that some 1.8 million gallons of government-subsidized Iranian fuel are smuggled daily to other countries where prices are much higher. I'm Sarah Bassett.
New Zealand's government announced Monday it would plans changes to the country's abortion laws that would treat the procedure as a health issue rather than a crime. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. At the box office this weekend, a new movie from the Fast and Furious franchise roared into theaters.
This family is going to war. We're going to need cars and guns.
That's the Fast and Furious formula. Now throw in a pair of antagonistic buddies.
You think I'm stupid? Of course I think you're stupid.
And you have Hobbs and Shaw, the franchise's first spinoff. It brought in more than $60 million in its North American debut, good enough for number one at the box office, though smaller than all the other Fast and Furious movies, but Tokyo Drift.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance.
The Lion King slides to second, but remains strong with more than $38 million in ticket sales.
I mean the movie.
And Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood had a strong second weekend with $20 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Find more in these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. And then we depart the funny stuff in order to read a murderous tale from the sealed book. At the end of our previous show, the McGees, as voiced by Jim and Marion Jordan, were visiting an amusement park, joined by their little neighbor girl, Teenie, also voiced by Marion. And as we resume, they're about to run into orchestra leader Billy Mills, who's celebrating an anniversary. This is from June 17, 1941.
Hey, Mr. McGee, thanks for the beautiful Cupid doll. You're a wonderful pistol shooter.
Oh, shucks, there was nothing any red-blooded American boy couldn't have done.
Yes,
thanks anyway,
it didn't cost you more than $4.80 to win a plaster doll worth at least 20 cents.
Well, shucks, the wind was against me.
McGee, there's Billy Mills. Hello, Billy.
Oh, hi, William. Hello, folks. Hello, Snooky.
Hi, Butch.
What's cooking?
I don't know, but as soon as it's done, I want some, I bet you.
She's kind of a politician, Billy. Just appointed herself a hot dog catcher. Wow. Hey, what's this about your 10,000th broadcast, Billy? This is it, chum.
Really, Mr. Mills? 10,000 broadcasts. That's a mess of downbeats, isn't it?
You ain't faking, Mammy. Look, William Randolph, let's not kid the public, or ourselves either. To do 10,000 broadcasts, do you realize you'd have to broadcast once every day for 27 years?
Sure, and we've only had broadcasting for about, less than 20 years.
Yeah, so who's pulling whose leg? Look, little man. Who said anything about one broadcast a day? I've been a staff leader and musical director in my day.
Oh, you mean before you went slumming and came with us, huh?
Yeah, and that meant I did as many as 12 shows a day. Add that up and you get about $4,000 a year. You mean to stand there, William, with your head coming up through your hair? And tell us you've done 12 broadcasts a day? Junior? I've seen the time when 12 shows a day would have been considered a layoff. Now, excuse me, please. I'm celebrating.
Gee, let's all celebrate. Let's all have a hot dog. Shall we?
No, sis, no. We'll let the maestro celebrate in his own way.
Incidentally, how are you celebrating, Mr. Mills?
Well, after 16 years of this business and 3 years with Fibber McGee and Molly, where would I celebrate? On the merry-go-round. See you later. Ah, there's a great guy, Billy. Well, now what, sis?
Well, you've been so good to me today, mister, buying me things and letting me ride on any of the rides I wanted to and all. And I appreciate it so much that if I had a box of Cracker Jack, I'd divide with you.
Now, just a minute, sis. I don't like to be an old sourpuss.
All right. Right this way, ladies and gentlemen, to see that ferocious foreigner, that terrific terror of the tropics, the wild man of Borneo. Ooh. Only at I'm 10 cents, ladies and gentlemen, to see the man mangling monster.
Oh, McGee. It's Mr. Wilcox.
When did he get a job as a barker?
As a what?
A barker.
I want a hot dog.
Be quiet, sis. Hey, Harlow.
Well, hello there, folks. Glad to see you. How about taking a gander at the wild man of Borneo? It's on the house.
Is he really wild, Mr. Wilcox?
Is he? Listen. Hey, Bonzo, we got company.
Oh. why does he make that funny noise, Mr. Wilcox?
He's hungry.
He's hungry?
Come on, let's go in and take a look. Take it easy.
Now, take it easy, folks. Don't get too close to the wild man. Get back, Bonzo. Get back.
What made him so wild, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, he was captured by a ship's captain who had old-fashioned ideas and positively refused to use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on the linoleum. You see? The very mention of somebody who doesn't use Johnson's glow coat sends him into a frenzy. Take it easy, Bonzo. Take it easy. These people work for the makers of glow coat.
Carlo, I ain't one to spoil a good sales talk, but if this monkey was born in Borneo, how should he know about glow coat?
Why, what a question. Johnson's self-polishing glow coat is famous all over the world because it's the greatest beautifier and protector of linoleum and the best work saver and time saver that money can buy. Why, the Eskimos of Kamchatka whisper in their igloos about how easy it is to apply. And the Malays in Siberia brag about how it brings old linoleum back to life.
I'll bet you there aren't any Malays in Siberia, I bet you.
Ah, but they would go there, honey, for a can of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. And that's what makes the wild man of Borneo wild, folks. He can't stand the thought of neglected linoleum. And that concludes the exhibit.
Just a minute, Harlow. There's one thing I think you ought to know.
What's that, Fibber?
If there's anything that makes me wild, it's to see a wild man of Borneo with a fur suit on with the zipper coming loose in the back.
Darn it, I keep telling him about that. Bonzo, you dope, go fix your zipper.
All right.
Come on, McGee. We still have a lot to do and see. Goodbye, Mr. Wilcox.
So long, Harlow.
Hey, Mr. McGee, can I go on the roller coaster alone? Can I?
Can we let her go on the roller coaster alone, Molly?
Oh, I think so. They'll have an attendant ride on it with her.
Okay then, sis. Here's four bits. We'll meet you right here when you come back.
Gee, thanks, mister. I'm going on the roller coaster.
I beg your pardon, sir. I do hate to intrude on you again, but I feel that what I have to say is of so much importance.
It's you again, is it, Si?
He's been following us all around the park, McGee. I've been watching him.
But, madam, if you'll only permit me to explain, I'm sure that we can...
You only got one thing to explain, bud, and that's why I don't pop you one right on your schnozola.
No. I'm sure there's no cause for all your antagonism.
What you mean, antagonism? I can see just as good as you can.
No. Hard feelings. Now, look, the reason I wish to speak to you is this.
Look, bud, you better scram. I don't want any part of your racket. Is that plain?
But if you'll allow me,
You heard my husband. Now go away.
Very well, madam.
He's a persistent cuss, ain't he? Probably a con man. Probably wanted to sell me a half interest in Fort Knox.
You think he did, really? Let's call him back. Half interest in Fort Knox ought to be a very good investment.
Oh, now, Molly, I know. Oh.
What's the matter?
Look, there's Mrs. Uppington coming out of the tunnel of love. Alone.
Heavenly days. What an... Yoo-hoo, Abigail.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee and Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy. We saw you coming out of the tunnel of love.
Yes, I frequently come over and take a ride through the tunnel of love. It brings back memories of an old flame of mine.
It's pretty damp surroundings for an old flame, Uppy.
Yes, I suppose I'm just being a silly girl, but Terence... Oh, Terence was the gentleman's name.
Oh, Terence
simply loved those dark, winding passages, the murmur of the water, the unexpected turns and twists.
Was he a sailor, Uppy?
No, nothing like that. Terence, bless his heart, was a sewer contractor. I think I shall take one more ride before I go home. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of his 10,000th broadcast, the King's Men will sing Billy Mills' new number, I'm in Love with the Sound Effects Man.
Oh, what would we do without the sound effects man, that radio racketeer?
Tune your dial and listen a while.
This is what you'll hear. There's a knock upon the door. That's the sound effects man. Here's a kiss and maybe more.
That's the sound effects man.
If you'd
like a ring. He'll give you a ding, ding, ding. And even in the early morn, you'll hear him blowing his horn. Cowboys galloping fit to bust.
That's the sound effects man.
Three more Redskins bite the dust.
That's the sound effects man.
He has such an awful lot to do, and yet he very seldom ever misses a cue. He's a three-alarm fire and a fire chief, too. There goes the sound effects man when the wind is howling.
That's the sound effects man.
Thunder goes a-growling.
That's the sound effects man.
When the battle is raging, he's right in the middle of the fray. When he blows his whistle, crime doesn't pay. Then his old Maxwell chugging right along. That's the sound effects man. When Kate Kaiser gets the answer all wrong.
Students! That's the sound effects man.
Hear those footsteps making a lot of muddy tracks. Dirty boots will never hurt the kitchen floor if it's covered with Johnson's wax. Tailspin Tommy in his aeroplane. That's the sound effects man. When McGee breaks a window pane. That's the sound effects man. He has gadgets by the score, from a peanut whistle to a cannon's roar. When Fibber runs to open that closet door, look out!
Gotta straighten out that closet one of these days.
That's Virgil Reimer, the sound effects man.
But McGee, we simply got to find her. Did you ask the man in charge of the roller coaster?
Four times. She used up all her tickets and walked away. I've been all around the Dad Ratted Park looking for her.
Oh, maybe we better notify the police of the lost and found or something.
We gotta do something. Poor little tyke must be terrified lost in all this big crowd.
Oh, dear. We should never have let her go out of our sight. I'm the one.
Well, what's all the trouble, folks?
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
We lost a little girl, Gildy, the kid from across the street. She was riding on the roller coaster, and now we can't find her.
You let her ride on the roller coaster all alone?
Well, I have attendants to take care of the children.
Yeah, she was all right.
Is that so? All right, eh? She's missing, isn't she?
Well.
Why didn't you stay where you could keep an eye on her? You're a fine one to be trusted with a little child.
Now, you cut that out, Gildersleeve. I feel bad enough about this without having any nasty insinuations from you.
I should say so. Listen, I'll go back to the merry-go-round, McGee, and I'll take another look for her.
Okay, try all the hamburger stands, too. She may be mooching a handout.
I must say you take this pretty lightly, McGee. By George, if I were responsible for losing a little child...
Anybody that lost you when you were a little child should ought to get a Carnegie medal. You big blowhard.
Oh! Now, look here, McGee. Just because you were written up in Look magazine this week, you can't take that tone with me. I'll have none of your impudence.
Go on, have some. I got plenty.
Why, you little bug brain. I've got a good notion to slap some of that freshness out of you.
Go ahead, try it. You'll find it ain't such a good notion after all. Because you know what I'd do, Gildersleeve?
No, what would you do?
Well, for one thing, I'd stand right here and give you a dirty look. If you didn't have one already. And then when I got...
I won't take that from you, McGee. I'm warning you.
Oh, so now he thinks he's one of the Warner Brothers. You got delusions of grandeur, Gildersleeve.
That's enough. I'm going to split you wide open, McGee. You're so full of cracks now, you won't mind another one anyway.
Yeah. You move an inch my way, Gildersleeve.
Why, I'll...
Slug him, Mr. McGee. Slug him.
You bet I'll slug him. I'll say... Hey, who said that?
I did, I bet.
Oh, my goodness. There she is now, little chum.
Hey, where you been, sis? You had us all worried.
See, you had me worried, too, mister. I thought Mr. Gildersleeve was going to hit you before you hit him.
That's an excellent idea. Now, don't you worry your pretty little head about us, my dear.
Nah, we were just kind of upset about you, sis.
Why, certainly. Well, glad you got her back, all right, little chum. I'll see you later.
Okay, Gildy. So long, pal. Hey, Molly, here she is.
Oh, thank goodness. Say, where did you go to, little girl?
Hmm?
Where have you been?
Well, you gave me 50 cents for the roller coaster, so I took four rides, and then I went and got another hot dog.
Another hot dog? Hey, now, wait a minute, sis. If you don't quit eating all that junk,
beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, dear, it's you again. Call a cop, dearie.
Look, bud, I've told you twice that I don't want any of whatever you're selling. All we want from you is a large slice of your absence. Now, beat it before I...
I regret very much having made a nuisance of myself, sir, but I've been watching you two. I've seen you having fun on the roller coaster. I've seen you exasperated in the photograph booth, worried and frantic when the child was lost, angry when you were arguing with that portly man. In short, sir, I've seen you under all sorts of emotional conditions.
Well, that's very interesting, but
we've been searching all over the country for a couple whom we could present in pictures as Mr. and Mrs. America.
Yeah, well, that's all... You mean, who's been searching? Who are you?
I represent RKO Radio Pictures, sir. And we would like to sign you to a contract to make a motion picture with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy called Look Who's Laughing.
Well, heavenly day.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine that, Molly? Why, we'll be in the movies.
Sure.
Think of us out there in Hollywood, Molly.
Oh, my.
Mixing with Irene Dunn, Cary Grant, Lucille Ball, and all the stars playing them big roles.
Those big what, mister?
Big roles.
I'm hungry.
Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to Billy Mills and his orchestra, the musical portion of our program also boasts of the King's Men. We think they're just about the finest singing aggregation on the air. They are John Dodson, Bud Lynn, Rad Robinson, and Ken Darby.
Yes, and Ken also makes their arrangements and plays the accompaniment.
The King's Men, ladies and gentlemen. The part of Harlow Wilcox on the show is played by a young man who really makes his commercial announcements a pleasure to listen to. He's been with us for 7 years, and his real name is Harlow Wilcox. Harlow? Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes for the home and for industry. Inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
From June 17, 1941, indeed featuring the Kingsmen doing the fun song, The Sound Effects Man. You also heard Harold Perry as Gildersleeve. And that was Gail Gordon, not in his usual roles of Mayor LaTrivia or Foggy Williams the Weatherman, but instead as the representative for RKO Pictures. It was a creative way to promote an upcoming film appearance. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we'll shift to the scary stuff as we read from the sealed book right after this.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back. This next dramatic program aired on the Mutual Broadcasting System for a single summer, with scripts by Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan, with Jock McGregor producing and directing. Philip Clark served as the narrator, the so-called keeper of the book. And this episode is from June 13th, 1945.
The Sealed Book. Once again, the keeper of the book has opened the ponderous door to the secret vault, wherein is kept the great sealed book, in which is recorded all the secrets and mysteries of mankind through the ages. Here are tales of every kind, tales of murder, of madness, of dark deeds, strange and terrible beyond all belief. Keeper of the book, I would know what tale we tell this time. Open the great book and let us read. Slowly, the great book opens. One by one, the keeper of the book turns the pages and stops. Ah, the strange story of a web of death woven by fate to trap three unsuspecting mortals in an evil design more terrible than the mind can conceive. A tale titled Design for Death. The story begins deep in the lonely solitude of the Maine woods. A young couple, Carl and Dora Evans, stand at the side of a narrow road, staring dazedly at the wreckage of their car in a deep gully beside the road. A wreck from which they have miraculously escaped unhurt.
Carl, I told you we shouldn't try to make the Canadian border by tonight. If you hadn't been driving so fast, you'd have been able to take that curve. Now what are we going to do? On foot here in the woods with sundown not more than a half hour away?
Dora, be quiet. I think I hear something. Listen.
Music. Organ music. No, we must be imagining.
We're not imagining it. Look, there's a path leading into the woods. There must be a house back in there someplace.
A house? Well, yeah. Yes, I can see it now. A stone house almost hidden in the trees. Carl, how strange.
Strange? You mean lucky. That's where we're going to stay tonight, Dora. Come on.
Carl, what do we tell them? The people that live in the house, I mean.
We'll tell them we're brother and sister on a vacation trip, that we accidentally wrecked our car. You act as if you'd sprained your ankle, and they'll have to put us up for the night. By morning, I'll have our next move figured out.
All right, Carl. Look how big the house is. Who in the world do you suppose would live out here? So many miles from even a crossroads.
What do I know? A hermit, maybe. Here we are. Now, come on, take my arm. That's it, pull in. Good.
Wait, Carl. Listen to that music. That's no radio. That must be a real organ. Strange music.
All right, so it's a real organ. What of it?
I'm going to knock. Now remember, play up your sprained ankle big. We've got to get invited to spend the night here.
All right, Carl. Here comes someone.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm afraid I wasn't expecting any callers.
We've had an accident. My sister has been hurt. May I bring her inside?
Why, of course. Come in, by all means.
Thank you. Oh, my ankle.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, come this way, into the library. Can you make it?
Yes, I think so.
Sit down here. You'll feel much better.
It's very kind of you, sir, if you let my sister rest here for a few hours.
My dear sir, it's almost dark. You must both stay here until morning. I insist.
Why, thank you.
No, don't thank me. I lead a very lonely life, and I'm delighted to have some company. Truly delighted.
Their host introduced himself as Mordred Vance, a recluse whose health required him to reside there in the bracing atmosphere of the Pine Woods. When Vance told him that he lived there alone, without servants of any kind, Carl's eyes lit up with interest. Later, when Mordred Vance had shown them to their rooms and said goodnight, Carl lingered for a low-voiced conversation with Dora.
Well, Dora, how do you like it?
Like what, Carl?
The setup, this house, Vance, everything. If we had to have an accident, we couldn't have picked a better spot for it.
Carl, what scheme have you in mind now?
Listen, this guy Vance is a recluse. Hardly ever goes into town. He hasn't any radio, never reads the newspapers. That means there's practically no chance of his ever finding out we're running away from the police. So you and I are going to stay here as long as we can.
But will Vance want us here?
Oh, sure. He went for you in a big way. Okay, it'll be 2 or 3 days before you feel well enough to leave. And by then, he'll be hooked. We'll make him want us to stay. And look, baby, he must be rich. You saw the rugs and furniture.
Yes, and that big organ in the library must have cost thousands.
At least. Of course, he must be a bit of a crackpot to want to live here with no servants, but he's a nice, harmless one. Maybe we'll be able to cash in on him.
That night, Carl slept well. In the morning, inwardly exulting at their luck, he helped Dora downstairs. As they descended, they heard their host once again playing the organ in his library.
Music he plays. Last night, that weird stuff. This morning, something sounds like church.
Yeah, he's a queer dog, but he'll be easy to handle. Now, remember, he likes you, so play up to him.
Yes, I will. Good morning, Mr. Vance.
Oh, good morning, my dear Miss Evans and Mr. Evans. I hope you both slept well.
Wonderfully.
Like a top.
And the ankle. Oh, I see it still pains you.
Oh, it's much better this morning, Mr. Vance. Really, it is.
I'm glad of that. But you must be hungry. I fixed breakfast there on the serving wagon. Sit down and make yourselves at home. I have already eaten.
Oh, thanks. We will. Here, Dora, let me help you.
Thank you, Carl. Aren't you going to go on playing, Mr. Vance?
No. Truth is, I was just playing to put out of my mind the tragedy which happened last night when I drove to town for a few extra supplies.
A tragedy?
The wife of my grocer died very unexpectedly.
Oh.
I dropped in there to pay my bill, and after I'd paid it, she invited me to drink a glass of wine with her and her husband, as she always did. While we were sitting drinking and talking, she was seized by a heart attack and died inside a few minutes.
Oh, it must have been very upsetting.
Yes, the sight of death moves me deeply. But why should we talk about death on a beautiful day like this? There's something else I want to speak of, Mr. Evans. Your sister's ankle must receive rest. I'm going to insist that you stay with me several days until it's properly healed.
Well, that's very generous of you, Mr. Vance.
Generous? Not at all. You will be doing me the favor by giving me your company.
Well, when you put it that way, how can we say no, Mr. Vance?
Good. Then it's all settled. You are going to stay with me just as long as I can possibly keep you.
did you like that, Dora?
That was lovely, Mr. Vance. You've never played like that before. So...
Romantically? I was playing like that because of you.
Because of me?
Of course. Listen to me, Dora. You've been here a week. Surely by now you must know I'm in love with you.
Yes, I guess I did know it.
I'm not a poor man, you know. I'll show you something. Come over here, Dora. Wait till I move this screen. There.
Well, there's a safe behind it.
Yes. Now watch. I shall open it and you shall see. There. Now this cash box. Look, my dear.
What? It's full of money.
Yes. $50,000 in $100 bills. My emergency fund. Yeah, I'll put it away now. I just wanted to show you that I'm not penniless because, Dora, I want you to marry me.
Marry you? You must give me a little time to think about it, Mr. Vance.
Of course, my dear, by all means. Give me your answer tomorrow, but only remember, I'll not let you say no.
We've got more from the sealed book coming up right after this short break.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughn Orchestra, River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now to receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER33. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to use coupon code SUMMER33 for shipping savings.
Holmes! Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson. Beyond any shadow of doubt.
Yes, beyond any shadow of doubt. The Dog Days of Summer sale at RadioSpirits.com is filled with plenty of danger, daring, and deduction. For a limited time, pay half price on every Sherlock Holmes CD box set. Just go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES50 to save 50% now.
I wonder, Watson.
Oh, not really, Holmes. Even you can't find anything to wonder about.
Wonder no more about this great sale. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 now and get 50% off every Sherlock Holmes CD collection.
Great heavens, Holmes.
That's HOLMES50 at RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And pay half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Momarsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard. Hide easy. Visit Momarsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawintowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and More. From the sealed book.
Not knowing that Dora is really Carl's wife, Mordred Vance, a rich recluse, asked Dora to marry him. Carl, for reasons of his own, was annoyed with Dora for not accepting Vance at once.
He showed you $50,000 and asked you to marry him, and you said you'd think it over.
But, Carl, I'm your wife just because he thinks I'm your sister.
I know. But don't you see, if he thought you were going to marry him, we could stay here indefinitely?
I didn't think of that.
So you're going down and tell him you've decided to... No, wait.
What is it, Carl?
I have a better idea. We need that $50,000. It would fix us up for life.
What are you getting at?
Listen, Dora. Not a soul knows we're here outside the three of us. If Vance were dead, no one would know. We'd never been here.
You mean kill him? Then take the money?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no, Carl. We've never killed anyone.
Don't be a sap. It'd be a cinch. Now we're going back downstairs. To put him off his guard, you're going to tell him you'll marry him. Then tonight, after he's asleep, I'll make sure he never wakes up.
Obedient to Carl's instructions, Dora has told Mordred Vance that she will marry him. As Vance proposes a toast to their future happiness...
And now we'll bring the toast to... What's that?
There's someone at the front door.
But I'm not expecting anyone. Who in the world can it be?
Mordred! Mordred, where are you?
Justina!
Oh, here you are. Why didn't you come to the door?
I was just going to. I have guests.
Yes, so I see. And who are they?
Very dear friends of mine. Miss Evans, Mr. Evans, my sister Justina.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Mordred, I'm surprised.
Surprised at what?
You know perfectly well.
But Justina...
Let's not argue before your guests.
No, of course not. Dora, Carl, will you excuse me? I haven't seen Justina in several months. We have some family matters to talk over.
Of course. We'll go on up to our rooms.
Yes, it's just about time to turn in anyway.
I'll see you in the morning. Good night, Dora.
Good night.
Good night, Carl.
Good night. Good night, Miss
Vance. Good night, Vance. Well, so you've forgotten your promise, have you, Mordred?
What promise?
You know perfectly well the conditions on which the family agreed that you could live out here in the woods, Mordred. No visitors, no trips, complete isolation.
I think I should tell you, Justina, that Miss Evans has done me the honor to agree to marry me.
Oh, she has she? Well, I'll fix that.
Justina, you shall not interfere.
Mordred, if they don't leave the first thing in the morning, this whole arrangement is canceled. Much as the family will regret it, we'll have to see that you go to an asylum.
I'm perfectly well now, Justina. Just what brought you here anyway?
An impulse broke me. I suddenly got to wondering about you, and I drove up here to see how things were. Just in time, too, apparently.
I see. You just happened to drive up here. Very well, then. They shall go. I suppose you plan to stay all night.
Yes, I do. I'll stay until after they've gone.
Then you can have the front room. You look tired. Will you have a drink of wine with me before you go up?
Well, perhaps. A small glass, please.
Splendid. I know you have my interest at heart, Justina, so we'll drink to our continued friendship.
But as Mordred Vance went to fetch a bottle of wine, Dora and Carl were talking upstairs. For they had lingered outside the closed door of the library long enough to hear what passed between Mordred and his sister Justina.
She threatened to send him to an asylum. Carl, he's mentally unbalanced.
Yes, that would explain everything. He's living here in such isolation, seeing no one.
It's his family's way of keeping him out of trouble.
Well, he's probably perfectly harmless.
Well, anyway, we're going in the morning. And I'm glad it turned out this way.
Well, there's no point in staying any longer. Now that his sister has seen us, it would be too risky to try our little scheme. Well, in the morning, we'll be on our way.
Relieved, Dora went to bed. Just as she fell asleep, she heard the sound of music from downstairs. Wild, strange music. She listened a moment, but she was used to hearing the organ play now, and it did not disturb her sleep. In the morning, when she and Carl descended, their host was again playing, as he had been the first morning after their arrival. Curious music, almost unearthly in quality. But he stopped as they entered the library.
Oh, good morning. I hope you slept well.
Yes, very well.
How is your sister this morning?
Oh, truth is, my sister and I quarreled last night.
Quarreled?
We both have violent tempers and... Well, the argument brought on a heart attack, and my sister...
A heart attack?
Yes. Her heart has been weak for years. Before I could go for a doctor, she was gone.
Gone? You mean dead?
Yes, Dora. She died just after I got her upstairs to her room.
Oh, how horrible.
But what are you going to do?
Do? What is there to do?
I mean, you're going to call a doctor, notify the authorities.
No, I don't think I shall.
You mean you're going to do nothing?
Dora, my dear, listen to me. We must be married at once. We'll go away together. You, Carl, shall keep us company. When we're far away, then there'll be plenty of time for letting people know about Justina.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I've changed my mind. I can't marry you.
You've changed your mind?
Dora, be sensible.
No, I'm sorry, but I just can't. We're leaving today, Carl.
Why, Dora, I love you very much. I couldn't let you leave.
Of course we're not leaving.
Dora, dear, please. Wait at least until tomorrow before you make up your mind definitely. That's not much to ask, is it?
Of course it isn't. She'll think it over, at least until tomorrow.
We'll take a short break and be back to wrap up A Design for Death right after this.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Back to the sealed book on when radio was.
But why, Carl? Why can't we go today? Why must we wait?
Dora, listen, I have a new plan. His sister is dead. Her heart attack was a stroke of luck for us. Now we can go ahead as we planned.
You mean...
Yes, we'll arrange it to look like a suicide. When their bodies are found, the authorities will think he killed himself in grief.
Oh, I don't like it.
It'll work perfectly, I tell you. And we need that money.
Something will go wrong, I know it.
Nothing can go wrong. Now, here's how we'll work it. I have my gun.
Carl, listen.
What is it?
He's playing that awful music
here.
Well,
what of it?
It frightens me. I don't know why. It's just so strange.
Oh, forget about it. Now, just before it gets dark, we'll go down and I'll step up close to him and then...
spite of Dora's forebodings, Carl is going ahead with his plan for murdering Mordred Vance and getting his money. Just as it was getting dusk that evening, Carl and Dora entered the library to find Vance sitting in his easy chair with a decanter of wine and glasses beside him.
Oh, there you are. I was just wondering what happened to you.
We were just out for a little stroll.
Then you must be tired. Here, let me pour you both some wine.
I don't think I want any.
Of course you do. Here you are.
In a moment. There's something I want to talk about first.
Oh, indeed? What is it, Carl?
He's dead.
Yes, and it couldn't have been neater either. Now I'll clean my fingerprints off the gun. Then I'll put his fingerprints on it like this. And with the gun on the floor here beside the chair and his hand dangling over the chair arm, it's a perfect case of suicide.
Please hurry, Carl. I want to get out of here.
Yes, yes, of course. Well, we can use that wine now. You need a drink, and so do I.
Yes, yes, I do. Thanks.
That helps. But now let's get that safe open. Over here behind the screen, isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
Yes, here it is. I hope you were smart enough to notice the combination when he opened it for you.
Yes, I did. I'll open it. There.
Good. Now let's see what we've got.
The money was in that cash box.
Right. There we are. Did you ever see a prettier sight?
Just take the money and go, please, Carl.
Don't be in such a hurry. Let's see what's in this other box. That's funny.
What's in it?
Just a bunch of old newspaper clippings. Some of them are so old, they've turned yellow. Good heavens.
What is it, Carl?
They're all clippings about murders.
Oh, what does it matter, Carl? I really don't feel well. Can't we go now?
Just a moment. Look at this headline.
Local organist sought for murder.
Santa Barbara, California, June 17th, 1935. Maxwell Vanning, organist, is being hunted by local authorities following the death of a choir singer from apparent heart failure. The police, becoming suspicious, searched Vanning's apartment and have found a bottle of rare poison whose symptoms duplicate those of heart failure.
What does that mean, Carl?
I don't know. Here are eight more clippings covering a period of about 10 years. Every one about a murder by apparent heart failure. And every one committed by an organist whose initials were M.V.
Mordred Vance!
That's the only possible explanation. He was a homicidal maniac. Why, Dora, we've been here for more than a week. He might have killed us, too.
He was going to, Carl. He was going to. I know it. Didn't you hear that music he was playing this afternoon?
What about it?
The first evening we came here, he was playing it. And that night he went to town, and you remember he said that while he was in town, his grocer's wife had a glass of wine with him and died of heart failure.
Yes, you're right. He killed her.
And then last night, after his sister arrived, he was playing that music again. And this morning, his sister was dead of heart failure.
Yes, and several of these clippings mention weird organ music heard before the bodies were discovered.
Of course. And this afternoon, he was playing that same music again. That means he was planning to kill us. Us, Carl, because we were going away.
You're right. Let's get out of here quick.
Carl, I feel sick.
Well, it's because you're upset. Come on, the fresh air will fix you up fine.
No, I can't move.
Well, here, I'll help. Something is wrong with me. Are you hot?
We've been poisoned.
No, that's not possible.
It is. The wine. The wine he tried to get us to drink just before you killed him.
But we refused. We refused.
Yes, but we drank it afterward.
Oh, yes, we did.
And it was poisoned, Carl. Don't you see? That's how he planned to kill us. And he's done it. He's done it.
But that's funny. We planned to kill him, and he planned to kill us. And we both succeeded.
And that is the story of the strange and incredible web woven by fate, as the tale is written here in the sealed book. Two murderers, each seeking a victim, met, and so brought about each other's downfall. Twisted indeed are the strands of fate in which destiny entangles mere mortals.
Thank you.
sure to be with us again next time when the sound of the great gong heralds another strange and exciting tale from The Sealed Book. The Sealed Book, written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan, is produced and directed by Jock McGregor.
Design for Death, as presented on The Sealed Book on June 13, 1945. Producer-director Jock McGregor was also a part-time actor, not only on radio, but he also did some television. For example, McGregor played a police captain in a 1952 episode of a Private Eye television series starring Lloyd Nolan. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you again into the inner sanctum. Come in. Come on in, please. And will you excuse me while I scrape the mud off my hands? Got them dirty in the cemetery, digging up a plot for you.
Radio Spirits deliver you into the dark for 16 terrifying tales of suspense and the supernatural with their 8-CD Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death collection.
John. John, it's an open grave. Freshly dug.
Yes, Betty. It was just dug tonight.
But who is it for?
Betty, darling. I'm afraid it's for you.
Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95, that's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
We hope you're ready. The time to place your order is now.
Right now. Right now. You're frightened?
Don't get scared. Yet. Get Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Are you scared yet? You should be. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about a 1950s television detective series starring Lloyd Nolan. The answer is Martin Kane, Private Eye. In addition to Nolan, that title character would also be played by Mark Stevens, Lee Tracy, and original lead William Gargan, who also starred in the Martin Kane radio series. Fans of this show may know Gargan's name for another character he played, another radio detective. He spent time as Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator, a show that plays sometimes here on When Radio Was. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but hey, take a little time and visit us at the website. Easy to remember, it's just the name of the show, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer.